she dances with or without a man. Hooray for Hollywood. Well, you're terrific if you're even good. Where anyone at all from Shirley Temple to Amy Semple is equally understood. Go out and try your luck. You may be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood.
Hello and welcome to episode 25 of What's This Podcast. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
And we're heading to the movies today. Yay!
Yay!
We are a quarter of a podcast old.
Quarter of a century.
Not really a quarter of a century, but quarter of a...
Not quarter of a podcast.
Quarter of a 100.
Yes, that's a century.
How do you say 100 in Spanish? Ciento?
You don't.
Lo siento. Okay, so today we're going to ride the Great Movie Ride, as you might have predicted from last week's episode or 2 weeks ago. Did we even release last week?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay, so we're timely still, right?
We did. Well, I don't know if it was last week.
We don't really have a schedule going here. We're just kind of doing it as we go.
Yep.
So we're finishing up our little trip around Farewell City.
That's right. We said our goodbyes.
We said our goodbyes to Ellen. So now we're going to say goodbye to the Great Movie Ride. Again, for the fifth time or sixth time or seventh time of this month, I think.
It just feels like if we keep saying goodbye, it won't go away.
No. Yeah. So we'll just pretend it didn't go away. Even though I shared pictures of them taking the parts of it out already. They took the alien part out and they had pictures of it.
Yeah. They've destroyed it. They've dismantled.
I wonder where all that is and what it looks like now. But today, before we get into the ride, which we actually collaborated with Mouse Rants on. So that was good.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun, yeah.
Before we do that, we're just going to go through a few extra videos so you guys have a reason to listen to us. If you're listening to Mouse Rants also, I'm sure you've already heard their collab with us, but we'll have a little bit in the beginning and a little bit at the end that are differing.
That's right. We'll try to keep you entertained.
Yeah, that's so exciting. I don't think you've ever sounded enthusiastic on here ever.
That's not my thing.
Clearly.
That's kind of my
not
gimmick.
Not your strong suit.
My gimmick is I'm underwhelming.
Yeah, so get used to it. If you're coming
you're not used to it by now, Jesus.
Well, if you're coming to the meetup and you're just like, oh, that guy's not having a good time. I'm sure he internally is.
Trust me, I'm having a blast.
He's having a wonderful time. He just doesn't show it.
Who are you to tell me I'm not having a good time?
You'll be the most, I guess you smile, right?
Yeah, once in a while. I reserve my really, really happy emotions for really...
You know what was weird? Like, you laughed your head off at the stupidest thing the other day.
It was not stupid.
And it wasn't funny.
It was the funniest thing ever.
It wasn't funny. What were we even watching?
I can't remember.
It was like something about 2 o'clock. It was like the stupidest. Oh, it was like, how would you know? Remember, it was like,
Yeah. It was
there's a villain at your 2 o'clock.
He was like, villain at 2 o'clock. He was like, oh, bad guy at 2 o'clock. And the guy looks at
his watch.
At his watch and goes, how would you know? Because it's not 2 o'clock yet. He was implying, it was so funny. What was it?
Oh, fuck. What was it? It was a Disney movie, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was a Disney movie, but it was definitely...
We were catching up on movies. Fuck. It was the guy from Drew Carey Show, right?
Oh, it was Country Bear.
Oh, God.
The Country Bear.
Oh, my God. There's not supposed to be any funny parts in there. I mean, there was supposed to be, but there wasn't.
It was so funny.
Oh, God. You're probably the only person in the world that's laughed at that movie.
That's why I don't laugh, because I get judged for it.
No.
Yep.
No, because you laugh. You don't laugh at the right times.
I laugh at the right times. That was a right time.
Oh, you pleased the producers with that one, I'm sure, because they were going for that. Imagine the delight in that guy's face if he ever saw you laughing at his one joke.
It was executed perfectly.
I was like, oh my God. Usually I'm the one laughing and you're just sitting there like.
It was phenomenal. I laughed for like 5 minutes at that joke.
Is that funny? And you're like, yeah. You're like Mandy Moore in Scrubs.
That's funny, yeah.
That's so funny.
But that was really funny. I don't know what you're talking about.
If anyone out there likes the Country Bears movie, let me know. Because,
I might find that clip and play it in here now.
Oh, yeah. Throw it in at the end. Ooh, be surprised. So cut that out.
No,
cut that out.
No, cut that out.
So I'm just going to quickly go over some facts because that's always so fun, right?
I'm having a ball.
Great Movie Ride opened May 1st, 1989, which was opening day for MGM Studios. It's located at 28.356232 North and 81.56 West. If anyone wants to map it up.
Is that longitude and latitude?
Yes. It's the coordinates. And it closed August 13th, 2017, when Jill and Matt and Jerry and Simone wrote it for their very last time in solemn cryingness.
I didn't cry.
You didn't cry. Because you.
No, why would I cry?
It is replaced by Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Boo.
The Great Mickey Ride.
It's a dark ride. It's two cars per ride vehicle, 70 riders per vehicle.
Two cars, six, one cup.
Six rows per car. Duration, 22 minutes, so like half the length of Ellen.
Oh my God.
And there's 59 audio animatronics. While there, I think there's less audio animatronics in this than there is in Ellen. I think there was 60-something in Ellen. That's... I could be wrong. I said that last episode, so, you know, just check on it.
That's intense.
It was sponsored by Coca-Cola from 89 to 98 and Turner Classic Movies from 2015 to 2017.
I wish I saw the Coca-Cola one.
It was right on underneath the Great Movie Ride logo for the longest time. It was,
oh, I do remember seeing pictures of that, yeah.
And Robert Osborne was a host from 2015 to 2017, because fuck you.
I don't remember it without him.
I'm just going to go over the movies, because we actually did go through and try to watch most of the movies. But first of all, we didn't watch Footlight Parade still, which I probably will by myself.
Why?
Watch that. You can watch it with me, but I don't think you're going to like it, because it's a dance movie.
Oh, but I'll still try to watch it.
Wizard of Oz, we've seen like a million times. I hate that movie. Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
You and Kate have like no soul.
I never liked that movie. Well, all right. So my little sister liked it a lot. So I had to watch it 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's probably. I still would. I've watched it 1,000,000 times and I still like it. So, fuck. Where's the movies? Why isn't there a list of them? There used to be. Hold.
Well, they start off with Footlight Parade.
Maybe I can go to a list of some sort.
Mm-hmm. On your right.
Finale films. Films represented. Here we go. Okay, Footlight Parade. Singing in the Rain.
Yeah.
We watched that.
Yep.
I loved it.
It's a very good movie.
You liked it?
Yes, I liked it the first time I saw it.
I had never seen it before, even though you told me I did.
We watched it together. I remember watching it.
The guy. Oh, fuck. What was his name? The funny friend. Cosmo?
Yes.
He is fucking hilarious. Like, I was cracking up like the whole time, and it was like stupid jokes too.
It was all slapstick.
Yeah, I love slapstick though. So, just like I like Some Like It Hot, it's like the same.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
But yeah, I love Singing in the Rain. I love dancing, so I pretty much had everything I wanted. Mary Poppins. I love Mary Poppins. You do not?
I'm not a huge fan. I like some of it. I like the Chimney Sweep song there.
Yeah, you think it's lengthy, if anything.
It's definitely longer than it needs to be.
It is a musical, so it's kind of like, you know, I bet if we saw it on Broadway or something, we'd like it a lot.
I probably would like it more, but it is really, it's a long movie.
I think you get especially bored when there's a lot of dancing on the rooftops and not a lot of singing left. They just keep dancing. You know, a lot of the tap. There's a lot of tap dancing.
I didn't really like the way the kids acted either.
I did.
And the father.
I love the father.
I'm just not a big fan.
George, the children are missing. Splendid. That's my favorite.
Well, that part's funny.
He's misogynistic. It's awesome.
Yeah, I get everything about it.
It's 6:02.
Listen, I like to keep a good schedule.
Public Enemy.
Loved it.
Maybe my favorite of all these. No. Because Mary Poppins would definitely be my favorite.
It's definitely, it could
and
be.
And Singing in the Rain. I was very surprised at how much I love this movie.
It's my surprise favorite.
Yeah.
I liked it more than I liked another movie on here, which I thought I would have liked more.
Right. Like 1929, you think I'm going to be bored or I'm not going to be interested in what's going on. I'm not going to understand what they're saying.
But they were really, I mean, it took a while. You had to like learn a new language.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's true. But.
There were no rules to what you could show.
Yeah.
Like, you could show whatever you wanted.
Yes, and it was, this movie would not come out nowadays, you know, the way it did.
Right.
I don't know, and I like the,
James Cagney's great.
Yeah, he's great, and, yeah. I don't know, it was a gangster movie, so I was like, I probably won't like it, and it's New York and everything, it's like, not really my style.
I like that it's anti-gangster.
Yeah, I love that, and the enemy, the ending was wonderful.
Big twist. M. Night Shyamalama.
Next is A Fistful of Dollars we did not watch.
I don't even know what it's about.
I believe that's with the other cowboy guy. What's his name?
Oh, was that? Are you sure?
Yes.
It's not another gangster movie?
No. Fistful of Dollars is a cowboy movie.
That's Clint Eastwood.
Yes, Clint Eastwood. So I haven't seen any Clint Eastwood movies, actually.
I don't think I have either.
The Searchers we watched.
Which was good, but it wasn't. That's probably not the
It wasn't as captivating as The Public Enemy was.
It wasn't the movie we should have watched because he didn't say Pilgrims once.
No, I know. It's the one that's on there, so it's... I don't know if there's quotes from
it. No, there's two on there. Cause...
Not for John Wayne.
No?
No,
I thought it was The Searchers and...
Nope.
Hmm.
Anyways, that was all right. It was those good parts.
That one was tough to stay awake for, too.
A lot of the parts were like droll. Not droll. I always say that. Dull, I guess.
They were dull. The time... It was very tough to tell how much time had passed.
Yeah, I don't think... Yes, and I was very confused because, like, the girl got older, and I was like, what time... Like, how long has it been? And,
like, 14 years passed or something.
Yes.
And there's really no way of knowing that, except for every once in
right,
a while they mention...
Right, everyone else hasn't aged and stuff.
Every once in a while they're like, well, it's been this long since
we... I mean, it's just the way films were made back then, but even, like, nighttime shots were just shot during the day with a filter over them, so it was clearly daytime.
I didn't notice that.
There was a shadow and a sun, and I'm like,
did.
Yeah, he just put a filter on there.
I have a hard time with colors, though.
That's true. Alien, I loved.
Yes, that's the movie I liked less than Public Enemy, though.
Oh, yeah. I did think Alien was going to be the top runner on here.
I did think I was going to like Alien more, but it's...
It's up there.
I mean, it's really good.
It was really good. I was surprised because I was like, I don't like, I mean, I like sci-fi movies, but like action type things I don't like. So I wasn't sure where it was going to go with that.
I don't know. It definitely wasn't an action movie.
No,
it was more of like
sci-fi.
It was a sci-fi thriller.
Yeah, it was good. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Didn't like.
I thought it was okay.
I get a lot of flack for this. A lot of
hate,
but I didn't like
it. I think if we had watched
it
back then, like when we were younger, we probably would have been more into it. But now that we've seen, we knew what was going to come because we've seen like the Indiana Jones stunt show so many times.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
I wasn't surprised at any of the stuff that happened.
That's true. You can't go anywhere without hearing about how
right
everything happened. Yeah. So like, yeah.
Like the boulder thing I've seen a million times. And it's
I was just waiting for things to happen.
Right. It's like, oh, no, that's going to happen. I know he's going to... I don't know.
I was actually more disappointed because I think things didn't happen that I was expecting to.
Yeah. I mean, I think my problem was I was comparing him to Han Solo and like
and
Star
no
Wars.
Han Solo.
And it clearly is not a Star Wars movie. It's not that caliber movie, but it was okay. It was good. I think I'm excited to watch the other ones as well.
Well, yeah. So.
Because we have no idea anything about
I've heard
those.
The second one is better, but I've also heard it's a lot worse too.
Yeah. I try not to go on what people tell me, so I just take it as it is. Tarzan the Ape Man we haven't watched yet, and I'm not really excited to watch that.
Why is that one even in there? That,
I don't
everyone
know.
Says it's a bad movie. It doesn't even belong in there.
Maybe if that one wasn't even there and they put something really amazing there, that maybe the ride would have stayed longer. But because that's such a...
You're blaming it all on Tarzan?
Yeah. Mostly, because, I mean, the rest of them are just... Casablanca we haven't seen.
Nope. The
Fantasia
White House.
We watched again.
Loved Fantasia.
I did too. Even though that part was supposed to be the witch going through the air with her bicycle.
Yep.
They didn't have enough money to do that, so they put in Fantasia.
Which you'll hear later on.
The Wizard of Oz. I already went over that, so yeah, we know. And then there's a bunch of films in the finale that I actually kind of want to go through this list and watch all of them.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
Wow, I felt like there was more.
Nope.
What is there? So there's a part where you're going through the horror movies. Isn't that supposed to be like
there
a mummy or something?
There was one mentioned...
It's like a mummy movie, right?
They just mentioned the director. I know we actually talked about it in the...
The Dancing Skeleton.
No, not The Dancing Skeletons. Oh. We talked about it with Jerry and Simone, but I forget. It's like some 1849 movie, so it's really just like clips, I guess. Anything to mention from the finale? Do you remember anything from the finale that you specifically... I like the Blazing Saddles clip.
I remember Independence Day used to be in it, and then it wasn't anymore.
Yeah, this is a... I think this is the new finale I'm looking at, so I'm just trying to see if there's any that I like. I like Some Like It Hot is in there.
Like Top Gun?
I've never seen Top Gun.
Mission Impossible?
I've never seen
Risky Business?
You're just going to mention all the Tom Cruise movies? I've never seen any of those.
He made it. He's made his way in there so much. So.
I know. Why?
Star Wars is in there.
Forrest Gump is my favorite.
Why the fuck is Tarzan the Ape Man in this ride but not Star Wars?
I don't know.
Also...
Because it can't have too many sci-fi.
I thought there was more. It's
I think they just did different genres, so they can't do two sci-fi movies.
What was the other sci-fi movie?
Alien.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes is a good movie.
Never seen it.
I just tried watching all the Marilyn Monroe movies, so that's why I know most of those. The Incredibles I tried watching the other day, and it kept going out, so I'll watch that again.
I like that one. I'll watch that one again, too.
Yeah. The Matrix I've never seen. Have you?
Never seen it.
No. All right. We have to watch that. Let's see. Pirates. Poltergeist I've never seen.
You best start believing in ghost stories.
I love that part. That's so great. They're here.
Nope, I like that
part too. Sister Act, have you ever seen that?
With Whoopi.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
I've never seen that. I'm sure I don't need to.
I don't remember much from it, though.
Oh, A Streetcar Named Desire. I do want to see that.
Oh, it's a musical, right?
Ooh, Tangled, yeah.
Oh, the Tangled. I don't like that Tangled is in there, to be totally honest with you.
I mean, honestly, the cartoons kind of throw me, but I see why they have to do it, because you can't have movies without cartoons.
Like Steamboat Willie is in there, and that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean,
but Tangled doesn't have
to be in
there.
Lady and the Tramp is in there. Toy Story's in there. Frozen's in there, of course.
Frozen and...
Tangled
don't make sense. Toy Story, okay.
Yeah, Toy Story's different, and it paved the way for other Pixar movies.
What was the
movies.
Other one you said?
Frozen, Tangled, Lady and the Tramp.
Okay, that one kind of, but you could have went with like Cinderella or Snow White.
Yeah, something more classic. And
right.
Jailhouse Rock I've never seen.
Right, we got to see Blue Hawaii.
Yes, we should just watch all the fucking Elvis movies.
I would love to.
Oh, Incredibles, yeah.
We said that.
Finding Nemo.
Didn't have to be in there.
Yeah. There's a lot of them, but I guess, you know, you just kind of have to change it.
What's the one with the transvestite there?
Which one?
Okay. The one where he's like...
Some Like It Hot.
That's the one where he goes, I'm not a...
Nobody's perfect.
He goes, I'm a man, you idiot, or something like that.
And he goes, nobody's perfect.
Okay.
Right? Is that what he said?
I think so.
Or we all...
Because, gee, nobody's perfect.
Yeah. I love that
or
part.
Or we all can't be perfect. I don't know.
No, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. All right, so we're just going to watch a quick top 10 Great Movie Ride Secrets video before we hop on with Jerry and Simone.
Oh, I love some secrets.
And then we'll have a finish-up video as well. So if you guys already listened to Jerry and Simone again, you can skip over that part, but I'll let you know when, and then we'll have a little finale for ourselves.
Yes, grand finale.
So let's get into these 10 secrets we don't know anything about, right?
Do you know them? Did you watch this already?
I haven't, so we'll see how many I know. Test my knowledge on the noggin.
Cameras rolling.
Action. Oh, God, I miss it. Ooh, looks
really
like an
cool.
opening day. Oh, my God, I should have found that video. Oh, you know what I did? But it was 2 hours long.
Oh, don't have 2 hours.
You guys can watch that one.
MGM's affiliation with Disney was solely for Disney to use the MGM name and line logo in marketing.
That's it.
That's it, just for marketing?
Specific MGM content to be used in the Great Movie Ride.
Oh, that's probably why Tarzan's in it.
Hollywood Boulevard
yeah.
Park.
Makes
you
sense.
You can't help but notice what's an exact full-scale replica of the Chinese theater.
It's my favorite.
Hollywood. Disney wasn't able to secure licensing rights to use the Grauman's name, so the theater is simply referred to as the Chinese Theater.
Makes sense.
The theater is home to the Great Movie Ride, which was two original rides that opened with the park
on
May
1st,
1989.
Oh, only two?
The other being the Backlot.
Yes.
With a ride time of approximately
That's why we started our show with that.
The Great Movie Ride takes riders
amazing.
To iconic scenes from 12 classic films in motion picture history.
12?
Using
did I name 12?
Didn't sound like it.
I think I did, actually.
Special effects and projections. At the D23 Expo in July of 2017,
it was
announced that the Great Movie Ride would close on August 13th, 2017.
This is a Coca-Cola symbol.
The first ever ride based on Mickey Mouse.
I can't believe that's
Mickey
the first ride.
Runaway Railway. So today, we're going to pay tribute to a great classic Disney ride.
It's not going to be better for me. It's never going to be better.
Disney Hollywood
Studios. It's going to be good. It's not going to be better.
The top 10 Great Movie Rides.
Which
here we go.
Oh, we haven't gotten any yet?
No, that wasn't even
them. Original concept.
Ooh,
the
original.
The Great Movie Ride wasn't always intended to be an attraction at the formerly named Disney MGM Studios.
I wish it was still MGM.
Meant for Epcot.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
When Michael Eisner
that
would have
been weird.
CEO of the Walt Disney Company in 1984.
Eisner looks so weird.
He became very involved.
He's got
face.
A big forehead.
So squinchy.
For a Hollywood studio themed entertainment pavilion in Future World at Epcot. The pavilion was to feature an attraction called Great Moments
Gangster
at the Movies,
Street,
which would take riders on a movie magic.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of familiar.
At Western Street.
The pavilion just kept growing into
we didn't even know the cowboy
idea,
scene
until
existed
so
until we rode the second time.
I know.
Theme park.
The fire is the best part.
It is.
That in
I was like, what's this?
Michael Eisner, who at the time was the CEO of Paramount Studios, was approached by Universal to join the theme park project in Orlando.
No.
But Eisner declined.
Good.
While Eisner
good move,
stepped
Eisner.
Into the CEO position at Disney in 1984, the Universal Studios
back
project
the good old
was
days.
In the back of his mind. When he saw the ideas for the movie pavilion at Epcot grow larger and larger, this really pushed him to
just make another park,
an entire studio theme park to rival the Universal project in Orlando. And just
Universal.
That, the great movie ride.
Yeah, Universal, you suck.
Ooh, look at the great movie ride being made.
Number 9.
Ooh, number
Hollywood
9.
Handprints.
Oh, wow.
Number
about
9.
Said earlier,
number
the Chinese
9.
Theater is home of the great
My
movie
favorite
ride,
ones.
And it's an exact replica of what you would see in Hollywood, California.
Hulk Hogan.
No.
Right down to celebrity foot and handprints in the cement of the theater's courtyard. From 1989 to 1995. Disney MGM
Studios.
Oh,
Mickey, he's dressed like a director.
For celebrities to leave their mark in the pavement.
I hope
Danny
they show.
DeVito, that's my favorite.
Whose handprints can be seen at Disney Hollywood Studios.
Some of them have like
I took a lot of pictures of those
super
California.
Tiny hands.
I know.
Except
I fit with
person,
Pee-wee Herman's.
Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, she doesn't
so
get
she
in.
She attended a press preview of the park.
Oh, wait,
in
she does.
April of
and she's not in. Oh, look
and
at all the people doing them.
She began to cry.
Oh, that idiot had to cross his hands.
We have to watch this video on our own. We can't watch it on here, but
asked for her handprints before ever.
Aww.
Ramin's Chinese theater got wind of what happened.
It was
and
a
tried
fucking
to invite
Blanche
Audrey to leave her prints in Hollywood, but she
and Dick Van Dyke.
Now, Disney Hollywood Studios is the
Audrey.
Only place
of authentic Audrey Hepburn handprints.
Damn,
and this one-of-a-kind piece.
I didn't
of
get a picture of those. We have to go
right
back.
God damn
there.
It, they're staying there, right?
We have to go back.
The Footlight Parade. This
yeah, they're
the
staying there. We'll go take pictures
building.
Since no one will be
and
there
the track
anyways.
The layout covers all 95,000 square feet
Ooh.
Of the building. As the ride begins,
maintenance.
You travel out of the load area,
load.
Under the neon lighted marquee, and into the movie musical segment. The first
yeah,
scene
it
the
used
ride
to look
vehicle
better.
Pulls up to is the Footlight Parade. A 1933
there were no.
Film.
Oh, James Cagney's on that too.
Is he? Look how good it looked.
Doesn't look
spinning.
Like that anymore.
Riders came to know it as.
Oh
when
damn!
The
that looks
opened,
awesome.
The five-tiered
they're
cake
fucking flying.
Rotating.
Yeah, basically.
Water jets, replicating the
oh shit!
The film.
It was
it
legit.
Was in the open with an array of
that looks amazing.
A year after the attraction
a
opened,
year?
The scene started to experience some problems.
Dude, I didn't
the
even get to see it like that.
Platforms kept breaking
looks like
down,
a lot of people didn't.
And the plumbing from the water
I really thought I
the
saw them spinning for the first
the
time, but I went, but I
would
have been
Park
one.
Management would be less
I wouldn't have remembered.
If they discontinued the rotating cake and water features. So, the cake
damn.
Became permanently stationary.
So they just put it behind a screen?
I know, what's this? I don't get why they needed a scrim.
Disguise that it wasn't moving.
It doesn't disguise it at
oh,
all.
Oh, that's what that's for?
Fuck, look how cool
the
that looks.
That's much cooler.
Than the my bland, god, why couldn't they just fix it?
We were stuck with.
Yeah, this sucks.
Number 7. Seal of approval.
You got mine.
After the Footlight Parade
why couldn't they
scene,
fix that ever in
the
fucking 20
the
years it's been open?
Musicals, and you see the famous dancer, Gene Kelly, featured in his most iconic role as Don Lockwood in Singin' in the Rain.
Doesn't look anything like
MGM
him.
No, it doesn't.
Film properties represented in the ride.
Stupid
however,
MGM.
Using the likeness of famous actors also required licenses from the celebrities.
Why does it say
or
Satan?
Their estates.
Ooh.
Apparently, the Imagineers wined and dined Gene Kelly before showing him his audio animatronic.
Oh.
As soon as he saw the figure, he signed off immediately.
Oh wow, because
it
looks nothing like
Florida.
Him. That's surprising.
Every other actor represented in the ride had to give approval.
Oh shit, I didn't
know
that.
Make its official debut.
I wonder if James Cagney was like,
away,
"Yeah, I look great."
Yeah, sure. I look better than normal.
But
yeah.
Not everyone approved right away.
Oh.
The family of late actor James
oh.
Cagney
knew
was
it.
Not happy with what he was originally wearing in the gangster scene from Public
Oh, it's what
Enemy.
He's wearing?
So, the family
so he looks like the Godfather
Cagney's
instead.
Actual tuxedo so he would appear more classy.
His fucking
Number
face is
six,
awful.
Show A and Show B.
Oh, yeah.
After you pass Mary Poppins and Bert,
Mary.
The ride vehicle heads into what's called
I also
the
saw a video where Mary Poppins' dress was blowing.
Oh, nice.
So it used to do that. It used
now
to go up and down, up and down,
as
if she was going up and down.
Show A and Show
doesn't
B.
do that anymore.
Or you can call Show A the cowboy scene and Show B the gangster scene.
Like everyone else calls it.
Gangster.
Probably only remember the great movie ride
I filmed it and we didn't even use it.
Since Show B
I have
was
both
most
of them.
I know.
Show
Maybe we'll
A
go back and do a reunion
in
on
a
it.
Wild West
yes.
bank robbery with the ride vehicle getting taken over by a bandit. And some
abandoned.
Really cool pyro
I'm gonna put it on my YouTube too.
I love. I know.
Now,
I,
the park
yeah. I'll show you what I did with it.
Only
yeah.
the gangster Show B runs, and you'd know this because there's only one set of vehicles on the loading dock.
Sucks
if there's
when that
two
happens.
Sets of vehicles
Anubis.
On the loading dock, the front vehicle will give you Show
uh-huh.
A, the cowboy scene, and the back vehicle will
fucking
give you
cowboys
show
amazing
B,
with all that fire.
Scene. Using this diagram,
so
we'll
great.
See how the ride would operate if both scenes were running in the same show.
Ooh.
So, vehicle A is riding along the track.
Ooh, this is
it
learning.
It moves a bit quicker to get ahead of vehicle
oh,
B.
Oh, it moves a bit quicker.
Right
ah, I see.
The underworld gangster scenes and parks in the Wild West bank section. All while vehicle B slowly moves into place for the gangster shootout.
Yeah, that makes sense.
When these shows finished, it proceeds ahead and vehicle B also proceeds ahead, eventually going through the Wild West, but it doesn't stop.
Of course.
Even
doesn't.
When both shows are running, show A typically only shows up in one or two of the five sets of vehicles through the queue. It was definitely considered the more rare show scene.
Yes,
the
it
ride.
Was.
Now, cast members would
even
know
though we got it like four times on the last day.
That's all we got.
And we got Gangsta the first time and the rest
one,
were Cowboy.
You could just ask the cast member and they'd be able to seat you in the appropriate ride vehicle.
Yeah, but if they're not
Number
running
five,
both, then you can't get on it.
Right.
Crew members. The first scene you pass
yes.
through after your
These
vehicle
are the best
is
cast
taken
members.
Over by the gangster or bandit. Is Alien, which
yeah.
is one of the larger show scenes on the ride. The Great Movie Ride took many Imagineers
oh,
countless
shit.
Hours to
I
want to
watch this whole thing.
And the Alien
thing.
Scene pays homage to these
which
Imagineers.
Which whole thing?
Or definitely, I think it's a video
side,
of like great, like the grand opening and like how to make this great
missing.
Movie ride and everything.
But
we have to watch all that.
Really
it's a very gooey.
The
oh, the
Imagineers
are on
the
computer and Alien.
It's hard to make out the names
cool.
of the specific Imagineers, but you can make out the roles of still programming the witch and interior detail expert. It's a neat little
it's still programming
to
the witch.
That's funny.
The witch was definitely facing the wrong
Number
way
four,
our last ride.
She fucked up so much.
After passing through the jungle, hey Tarzan,
hey.
You would approach Casablanca. In the scene, there's a
full-size the whitest way to say it ever.
Casablanca.
Airplane, along with Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. When building
Bogey.
And designing the great Bogey. Movie ride, Disney was looking for that exact model of the plane, since it's the model that's used in the film.
Yeah.
Disney ended up finding this airplane in the ownership of a man from Hondo, Texas. Through the
Hondo.
Airplane serial number, they'd be surprised to learn that it was in fact used in films during the
1940s.
Ooh,
oh,
wow.
Cool.
Despite Disney's claims that this was the actual
I like
plane
when the engine turns on.
It's
so
it
cool.
Wasn't. Since no real full-size Lockheed Electra aircraft was actually used in this scene of the film.
So not Warner surprising.
Wise, creator
That's too
of
bad.
Yesterland.com has claimed that this plane Disney obtained could have been used for insert shots in the film, but not in
I doubt
the actual
it.
Scene with
That doesn't look like a plane that flies.
Plane was a scaled-down model
no.
used on set. In the end, it created a good buzz, though, for the marketing of MGM Studios.
I thought they were
going to
talk about...
And when you ride by, you'll notice that only
Jungle
one
Cruise.
Half of the
oh,
airplane
yep, here they come.
Was used
yeah.
on the Great Movie Ride. So, where's the other
we
half?
We need that.
Well, it can be found on the Jungle Cruise at Magic Kingdom.
Yay!
Yay!
Number three, true to scale. The Great Movie Ride is home to over 50 audio animatronics
58.
That bring many famous actors to life. Each actor's animatronic on the ride was true to scale except for one. Humphrey Bogart.
Because
he
he's
actually
short.
An inch shorter than Ingrid
They used to
Bergman
tell you that on the
life.
Cast members.
But
yeah, actually, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Taller than his female counterpart. In the film world... It's a common practice for actors to stand on raised platforms to appear taller. And that's what happens
that's
during the filming of Casablanca.
Is it really?
The
yeah.
audio animatronic is taller than Humphrey Bogart was in real life and is the only animatronic from the Great Movie Ride that is not the actual height of the actor.
That's cool.
And here's another little fun fact about this scene. Remember how we spoke before about Disney needing a license to use the actor's likeness? Well, they also needed a license to use the actor's voice.
Oh.
So in the Casablanca scene, Ingrid does not speak because her family
Aww.
Would not give Disney the permission
that
to use
That sucks to
voice.
Be them.
That
Number
sounds right.
Two, it's a twister.
Assholes.
Oh,
As
no.
Oh, yeah, this is the fact I already gave.
Sorcerer Mickey from Fantasia. But what a lot of people don't know was that this scene was supposed to be the twister scene from The Wizard of Oz.
Twister, twister.
At the time, MGM had only given Disney the rights to use about 3 minutes of the film's audio.
Assholes.
It included the Munchkin song, the Wicked Witch's dialogue, and a few lines
Dying
of
log.
Discovering the Emerald City.
Yeah, why do you
this
need three scenes from one movie?
The tornado scene Disney wanted to use.
I'm sure it would have been cool.
To pay
Ooh.
More for these rights, since building
yeah,
MGM
that.
Studios was happening on a very tight budget.
Tight,
the kicker of all
tight.
This is that Disney had already built the tornado scene. You can see the tornado outline and how the Wizard of Oz scene would have fit in here perfectly.
Yeah.
So, Imagineers went back to the archives of Disney films, found the scene
from
Fantasia,
that
and
skips.
Pauses, yeah.
the
yeah.
built set. Number one, the first
Ooh.
Animatronic. The final big show scene in the Great Movie Ride is The Wizard of Oz.
Which?
At the time the ride opened in 1989, the Wicked Witch of the West animatronic.
She's definitely
the most advanced audio animatronic built by Walt Disney Imagineering.
She seems the most advanced.
It was the first E100 figure at any Disney park.
Oh,
really
shit.
Really is amazing.
Nice stash, bro.
How lifelike the movements are in the figure.
Yeah, that's nice.
Could move much faster and stay more stable. It's a figure that has the most movement.
He looks like the guy from Napoleon Dynamite.
Fucking Kip.
The next A100 figure to be installed at Walt Disney World was Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, yeah, he's
in the
wicked cool.
And refurb of Pirates of the Caribbean.
He's very fluid.
And Pirates of the Caribbean was one of the films represented in the finale montage.
The new finale.
Of the great movie.
Oh, yeah.
And
just
the original one.
The movie journey is over.
Oh,
bye.
Don't say it's over. That's sad.
Is closed. The great movie ride will definitely be missed.
It will
be.
Won't
be forgotten. The new Mickey ride is set to take place in the Chinese Theater. So at least the facade
at
of this
least.
Beloved attraction, and who knows what
That's
else,
all we could fucking ask for.
Live on as a reminder of the once great attraction that was the great movie ride.
It was great.
That's
a wrap.
That's a wrap. Aw, I'm loving memory. I'm going to cry.
So, which scene from the great movie ride?
Pause.
Bye.
Fuck you, dude. Not giving credit. Actually, I don't know who this is. TPM.
You something. Don't need credit. It'll be fine.
Theme park? Magic, maybe?
No, who gives a fuck?
What was I just gonna say? Yeah, so that's what I was worried about is like the facade. How do you
facade,
say?
The outside facade.
Yeah, I was worried that it was gonna go away because it really doesn't have anything to do with
the ride itself.
Yeah, like Runaway Trail or Railway. Like, what does that have to do with movies? I'm glad they're not.
It's all about. Well, that's if it doesn't stay Hollywood Studios, it really doesn't belong at all.
I know, but I love that. Like that picturesque. Backdrop is just amazing. Like, they need to get rid of that Star Wars stage for good.
Hollywood Studios has no identity anymore.
You have so much room for that Star Wars stage everywhere else. Why do you need it right in front of the great movie ride, like Chinese Theater?
Put it in Star Wars Land.
Yeah, put it in the launch bay. I don't give a shit where you put it.
Put it right
next
to Star Tours.
That's not Animation Courtyard anymore anyways.
Do you have those Jedi things going on all day? Put the show over there.
Exactly. Like, do in-betweens something. I don't even care about that show anymore. It's like so stupid.
Yeah. No one gives a fuck about your stupid fashion show.
Yeah. It's just that and like clips of the movies. We get it. We've seen the movies. It's like, fuck you. The other thing I'm worried about is I wonder if they're going to do Star Wars A Galactic Spectacular at night now. Because I'm sure there'll be walls up eventually.
They have to do some type of construction, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they have to. They put right now, they took down the Great Movie Ride signs and just put like.
Coming soon.
Beige banners over where the signs used to be. Probably because, like, there was probably, like, shading and stuff from it being there, like, 25 years.
Right.
Oh, I'm getting sad. Like, I don't know. I hope they do Star Wars fireworks still, because those are really good. We're going to plan on seeing those,
with
hopefully.
With the lasers. I love those.
I mean, they already stopped doing the Pixar magic music, whatever.
Pixar live music?
Yeah. So we
saw that once.
Yeah, we saw it.
And that's it?
Yep.
How come they canceled it?
It ended August 28th, I believe.
It was just a brief showing?
Yeah, it was just like something to fill. So if that's filler
nothing.
And then they shut down a ride, like what are you doing? What are you adding? Nothing. How can you charge for being there a whole day?
It's the same with Epcot, though. They should really make like an Epcot Hollywood Studios pass.
Yeah, really. They should. It's insane. Especially if they're going to add more construction to Epcot. It's crazy.
There's a boat ride between those two, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, why not? Just make it a one thing.
I agree. All right, so let's get on the horn with Jerry and Simone right now, and then we'll come back and finish up our little great movie ride adventure.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so as we continue on with the story at hand, there were other people with us, and I really don't think that we can tell the story without them. So, on... Well, first of all, you know, you all know Jillian the travel agent. Hi, Jillian. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm fine.
Oh. Okay.
This time, though, we have another special guest from What's This Podcast. And, you know, she is too, obviously. Matt, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great.
Awesome. Phenomenal. There's four of us now. This is amazing.
Yay!
We're also guests on their show at the same time, so...
Yeah, we're doing a little collaboration nation here.
Exactly, and you'll find out why probably in, I don't know, soon. So, I don't know, I'll leave the conversation for now. Whenever anyone wants to take over, do it. But I'll tell you right now, the day that we decided to go to Disney's Kaleidoscope Park.
Disney XL Park.
That's the name of it now. It's not MGM. No, I mean, no, I can't call it that.
No.
No.
So, and it's definitely not Hollywood Studios. There's no studio.
This is false advertising.
Yes. It was the last day of the great movie ride. Are you okay there, Simone?
Yeah, I'm okay.
So we decided to ride it as many times as possible, of course. But we didn't get there on time, did we?
No, because I fucked up.
We did.
We were there.
Yeah. They were there. Where were you?
Well, you should never trust me when you ask me what time the park opens, because I obviously don't know anything.
Well, didn't we get in like a half an hour early?
We wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so I woke up at 3, went to the airport, went back, and then we got there at like 7, I think, and they left in at 7:30, right?
Mm. Yep.
7?
Well, I don't know. What time did we get there? 8:30?
Something like that. Yeah, I suck.
It was EMH, which I thought that it wasn't, because when I asked you what time the park opens, you said 9. I said, okay.
Because I was just thinking about the time that it was open the day before, because it said 9. God damn it.
But ask you about the day before.
Well, I don't know how to use the app.
Oh, okay. Well, then that explains it. At least when we did get to Great Movie Ride, the wait wasn't that long yet.
No, it wasn't that at all.
It was like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
But you guys rode it right away.
Yeah, I think we... did we even wait?
We were like the second
people
ride, yeah.
On. Yeah. We were in the first boat. Boat?
Boat?
Yeah, I call it a boat. Sure.
It's a boat. It's now a boat ride.
Yeah, we were in the first boat for a boat car, I guess. Yeah.
Boat car.
Yeah, we were in the boat car with like two other people. There was like a lot of empty seats on there too, I think.
It was. Wasn't a full house.
No, it was not. Yeah. And we didn't get to see like any of the pre-show, but we got right on, so.
How was that ride?
Was food. How was what?
How was the ride?
No, it was good. We got the cowboy, right?
Yeah.
I think that was the only time with the cowboy that day.
Yeah, what? We were gangsta the rest of the day.
Gangsta?
I don't know, because the last two times we rode it, it was, you know, the cowboy.
Oh, yeah, we did a gangster first and cowboy the rest of the day.
Oh, shit, we did cowboy every time? Oh,
we had
that's
one gangster.
What it was. You're right, you're right, you're right.
She doesn't speak for
Holy
me anymore.
Shit.
You know what? You're making a good decision.
Actually, yeah, the gangster wasn't that good the first time anyway, so it was lacking. I was sad because it was like, oh, this is the last day. It's going to be amazing. It's like, no, maybe not.
Mm.
Well, maybe not with that guy.
Yeah, our first ride was also, our first ride was the cowboy.
Yeah.
Because we were on standby. See, they were running all the cars, so basically standby all day was cowboy, and fast pass all day was gangster.
Oh, well.
We fast passed the first one, that makes sense.
We did?
Yeah.
No, we fast passed at noon.
You just got there early.
Yeah.
No, we got there at 8 a.m.
Right, early.
Oh, so, yeah, but our fast pass was not a cowboy. I mean, it was not a gangster. It was a cowboy.
The second half of the day, at least, we got...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because if you're in that first car, it's always cowboy. If you're in the back car, it's always gangster.
Right.
So, that was fun. We went on there. We met up with you guys for, like, 2 seconds to take a picture. And then, where did you guys go while we were on the ride?
Well, we ate our beignets that we took in a takeout box from Port Orleans, and then we went on Star Tours, right?
Right.
And I forget which one we got. Fuck. Chewy?
Yeah, we got
the
Chewy
planet.
Kashyyyk.
Yeah.
And
the
yes.
other one. I forget what the other one was.
I don't remember.
Yeah, wasn't memorable, I guess.
Well, yeah, we went on, let's see, how was our first ride? Do you even remember?
Our first ride was decent.
Didn't it have like no effects or something like that? Oh, that was the day before.
No, that was the day before.
I guess it was just a regular ride.
It was a regular ride, but it wasn't bad.
No.
I mean, it was pretty good. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, the cast members in the morning at least were all like gung ho. Yep. At least for us.
I think they were tears.
Ours was pretty nice. Tears.
Yeah. After that, we decided to go to Star Tours also, but the wait time went from like 5 minutes to like 45 minutes Yeah.
I don't think we...
Yeah, we were waiting outside.
No, we waited one with them. Oh, yeah. Our first time we didn't wait at all, I don't think.
No, we walked right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. I guess something must have happened. I guess the park actually opened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That happened.
And so everyone ran over there.
And they unblocked all the APs, all the local APs.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like a free-for-all.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the day wasn't that awful considering the fact that they, as you say, unblocked all the APs from the park and everything. I didn't really have too much of an issue with, you know, the crowds.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
I thought it was
surprisingly.
It wasn't.
It was normal, great. I think, for a summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real.
I don't go then.
It's a regular day.
Yeah. So we didn't get on So we didn't get on Star Tours at that time, but we met up with our friend Mike, who we just met that day.
And became his Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I don't even think he listened to the show, but hi anyway.
I think he was like catching up with episodes 1 through 20 or something like.
Yeah, he said something like that.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him since. Have you?
No.
Nope.
You probably hated all of us.
Oh, God,
no, Mike.
Yeah. Well. Fuck you, Mike. No kidding.
He'll listen to this like 5 years from now and be like, "Oh, hey."
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thought we were best buds. We went over to Toy Story Mania. That was our next thing. And we thought we were waiting on a 30-minute line, but it ended up being a lot longer. It was like 50 minutes, right?
Something like that. But still not as bad as like back in the day, like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So that, not too bad.
Yeah. How about you? Did you guys enjoy your Toy Story Mania? How did you do? Do you remember?
I won.
I lost. I always lose on
I was losing like the first 3 rounds, and then I won. I turned it out.
First 2 rounds.
All right, but I turned it around.
I gave up.
What's your favorite Toy Story Mania? Sorry, what's your favorite Toy Story Mania scene? You have like 4 of them, right?
I like the one with the darts because I feel like they could do the most damage.
I like when you break the plates.
Me too. I'm on plates. Yep.
How about you? The little aliens because then like fluffy things pop out at you.
Oh yeah, they jump, they fly at
so
you.
So frustrated like with the aliens because I can't get over their damn heads.
It's so fucking hard.
That's what she said. But that's the one that I do really well with.
How do you? You know what? You need to come with me rather to a fucking carnival.
Okay.
Then we can fucking do the ring toss.
That was a rig, though.
I know.
They're like, what are they, like South African or something?
I fucking hate carnivals.
I haven't been to a carnival.
Actually, right now, it's Salem Willows.
I won't go.
We can go visit the carnies and they smell like cabbage, right?
Is that racism? I don't know.
I don't know what kind of race they are, so.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, they're some sort of white.
It's some alien thing.
White. Yeah. Albanian.
After the fucking ride, we went to get fucking Joffrey's coffee. And the only reason I would ever bring this up, what the fuck was up with their cold brew?
Oh, God.
What was in there?
I don't know. It was like a mix of, it was supposed to be like caramel and vanilla, but it didn't taste like that. I don't know what that was.
Like burnt shit, pretty much.
Gross.
It wasn't just burnt. It had a flavor of like, I don't know, actual literal bird shit, I think might have been in there.
Probably.
Yeah.
It was delightful, I thought.
Oh, you like
that? Well then. Yeah, it was. Shit.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It was different.
I did not enjoy it.
No.
And I like Joffrey's coffee. I've said that on the show. I fucking can't stand Starbucks. But like fucking Joffrey's has some fucking good coffee. This was a mistake.
Mm. But they had huge donuts.
They did have huge donuts. Mm. All right.
Huge nuts?
Donuts. Oh.
They might have both
huge
for all
nuts.
Of
them.
Then we didn't know what to do. We kind of wandered around forever.
Yeah, so we went to One Man's Dream, didn't we?
Or not, no, that? Not until later.
Back it up.
I think we went to fucking Muppets.
Fucking Muppets?
Yeah. We did.
Fucking Muppets.
Can I tell you, I was so fucking happy they played the fucking original beginning, the pre-show.
Yes. Oh, no more Constantine.
I fucking hate Constantine.
The fucking movie sucks.
It was terrible. Awful. The only redeeming thing about Muppets Most Wanted is fucking
Machete.
Yes, Danny Trejo.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because he plays himself. Spoiler alert.
I like the sequel song too.
Okay, and Ricky Gervais. Yeah, that's that. There's not really a lot to say about all this because we've done it a million fucking times.
Micah made the girl in front of me take her mouse ears off. And she goes, I don't speak English. And he goes, you just said that in English. And then she
Then she felt stupid and was like, oh.
She's like, I guess I should take these off because I was going to knock them off her head if she didn't. Jesus Christ.
You should have. That I could have videotaped. It would have been a great fucking story. I could have put it up on the Mouse Rants YouTube.
I'm great.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we split the fuck up now, right? Because I know we went to our Tower of Terror Fast Blast. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck? Fast Blast?
Fast Blast?
Fast
oh,
Pass?
Oh, did we go on Tower of Terror and Star Tours while you guys were gone? Well, we did a double whammy. Yeah.
How was your Tower of Terror?
Scary.
It was terrifying.
Oh, terrorful.
How was your video? I didn't even see ours.
Our video was okay.
I don't remember what we were doing.
I didn't move.
I was trying to wave, and I don't think I got it.
Well,
I took a 5-second long video.
Because when it flashes the first time, it's not the whole thing. It flashes the second time when you go down. And then I was like, oh, shit, I let go. And I, like, held on again because I got scared shitless.
You get scared very easily.
Ugh, I hate it.
I did not know that. I wish that we went on with them. Then we could have laughed. It would have been fun.
Yeah, we could have done stupid things.
We could have.
Well, what did you guys do while we were out?
We went to the sci-fi.
Oh, yeah. We had to split up for lunch.
Yeah.
Lunchy. We went to sci-fi.
How was that?
With people in front of me, you know?
Well, actually, we sat in the front of the car, luckily.
I know.
Yeah. We had backseat drivers. And they copied us. They ordered the Oreo milkshake after we did it. I was like, bitch.
You should have fucking popped them right in the fucking face.
No.
I just turned around and said, bitch, and then I turned back around.
They saved our whole meal because they were like, do you guys take the annual pass discount? And we were like, fuck.
I have to actually thank those people that copied me.
Oh, all right. Then never mind. They were awesome.
I paid the whole bill, and then I was like, is there an AP discount? She's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. Well, can you take it back? Like, I got $5 off.
They hate annual pass people. They fucking hate
them. I didn't know sci-fi had it. Were they like $10 burgers? Like, why do you even need them? Stupid. I don't know. Stupid.
The burgers were like $20.
Yeah.
I definitely shouldn't have got 2 burgers. They weren't that good.
Now, we always express how much we hate sci-fi, but did you guys at least enjoy it?
I love the movies and
the
stuff.
The like ambiance is great. Yeah.
We were taking notes on the movies we have to watch.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know. The Oreo milkshake was the best, but the rest of it, meh.
The fries were okay.
Yeah. I mean, how can you go wrong with fries?
Fucking burgers sucked.
Yeah.
You ask how you can go wrong with fries. Have you ever been to fucking...
Burger King?
Burger King, yeah, but I meant fucking... I was going to say Cosmic Ray.
No, they had good fries.
I like Cosmic Ray fries. I also
fries.
Like Burger King fries.
I don't like Burger King.
I hate Burger King fries.
They're soggy.
You're soggy.
Now. Well, we ended up going to Backlot Express, which we kind of hung out with you that whole time anyway.
Oh, yeah, we got you guys a table.
Yes. And I got, as I call it, the Black Burger.
That's a
little
racist.
That was black.
It wasn't racist. It was black. There was nothing not black.
You got the African American burger.
No.
It was just black. I got the black burger too.
Yeah, see? I got the Simone style burger.
Did it taste black?
A little bit. Well, it was like, it had barbecue sauce, so.
That's racist.
What? Simone was there, so it wasn't racist.
So therefore, yeah.
Therefore.
Didn't it have pulled pork on it, or was that a different place?
That was it. It was pulled pork and a burger, which...
Oh, my goodness.
I gotta say, it was fucking delicious. Yeah, I was expecting awfulness, but I'm like, how can I go through my life without ever eating a black burger?
Yes, so bucket list checked.
Yeah. Bucket list checked. Exactly.
How was it coming out?
Yeah. What kind of diarrhea was that?
It didn't look black, so...
There you go. Win-win.
Yeah.
There you go. Yay.
Throughout this whole time, our friend Raptor kept calling us, and I don't answer fucking phone calls in Disney, so I would text him back, we're at Backlot Express, we're at Tower of Terror, and he's like, okay, I'll be there in an hour.
Okay. Oh, yeah, didn't and he ride Ellen left. For the last ride?
Yeah, he was at Epcot for like
Ellen's
a while.
Ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because that was the one that, you know, he cared more about because right. it was, you know,
Raptor. Dinosaurs. Yes, yeah. exactly. So, I don't know. We never ended up hanging out with Raptor, and it's not because we didn't want to. It's because he was gone and didn't want to, you know, fit into our schedule. So, I'm sorry, but hopefully we'll see you at the meetup.
Yeah.
September 29th, September 30th, and October 1st, Epcot's 35th anniversary. Anyway. So then we went to One Man's Dream. And, I mean, it's going away now, right? It's going to be something else?
It really looks like, I don't know, a shell of an attraction.
It was very empty, wasn't it? Like, yeah. And there was a big, huge wall where the Florida Project Epcot Center map was, right?
Yeah, the best part.
Yeah.
I know. That was sad, and I don't know. I don't know what... I mean, I'm assuming they're, it's really not going to be replaced with anything. It's going to be the same thing with new exhibits.
Yeah.
So...
And we also met, what's-his-face there while you guys were in line for Great Movie Ride.
Fucking Star-Lord.
Star-Lord, there we go.
And, oh, yeah. We didn't get to do that.
My dream is to not meet him ever again.
What? He has, what happened?
A different wig on every time. I've seen a ton of pictures. None of them look like Star-Lord.
No, it looks like the guy with the wig.
Yeah, wait, like, what the hell?
So you didn't want to meet him again because he was nothing like Star-Lord, or did he piss you off?
No, because...
No, he told me, he goes, you look like a dancer. I'm like, fuck you, I don't dance. I'm like, are you sure? I think you dance. No, I don't dance.
He was very awkward with that. Kept
Stop
asking you.
Asking me to dance. I'm not going to.
Was he hitting on you?
It could be.
I think he was hitting on you.
Yeah.
I didn't like his mustache either.
Yeah, what the hell? Doesn't he have a mustache in the movie?
Yes, Star-Lord doesn't have a mustache.
Wait,
he's basically a pedophile with a leather jacket.
And it's not like this guy had a real mustache. He had a fake mustache.
Yeah.
Wait, are you sure that you actually got to the end of the line and this wasn't just...
Oh, wait, that was the guy in the...
You want to take a picture with me? You look like a dancer. Why would he even ask that? Why would Star-Lord give a shit?
There was no music going on either. I was like, what is he going to dance to? What the fuck? Why can't group dance?
That's so uncomfortable.
Oh, God.
That's so weird.
Mm. Wow. Well, maybe I am glad that I didn't meet Star-Lord.
Did he touch you in inappropriate places?
Yeah, he still does.
Oh, wait.
He came home with us. He was sitting next to me on the airplane.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Everywhere you go, he's just there.
With his mustache.
We watched the whole movie. That was fun.
That was actually really funny.
Yes. It's fun watching.
Funny parts Walt put in there.
What's that?
I forgot how many funny parts Walt put in there.
That Walt like, put in there?
He mortgaged his family. He busted a nut in like Shirley Temple's face or whatever.
That's right.
We've all done that, though.
Yeah. I mean, who hasn't?
I mean... I don't think that he edited it, but somebody thought it was a good thing to keep it in there. So that was good.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
But you also met up with another girl with mini ears again.
Yeah, she was right in front of me. Did she take them off?
I don't know. Remember.
Was it the same bitch?
Was it the same girl? Was she just out to get me?
I asked Mike. He said it wasn't. I think she did take it off.
Okay. Yeah, I think she did too.
Yeah.
Respect.
She probably heard us talking though behind her.
Yeah, she was probably like listening to me the whole time.
You're like, that fucking cunt!
The stupid bitch is in front of me again.
Sorry. The launch bay. We've never been there because it wasn't open yet when the last time we went. I thought it was pretty cool. I wasn't expecting much, but there was some, you know, some cool things there that I probably won't really care about the next time I go.
I liked when we went in the bar place with the blue milk cups.
Oh, yeah. Took a picture with blue milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was upset that we couldn't pick it up.
Yeah, but that was sad.
Someone would steal it. What's that?
Someone would steal it.
It's true. But hopefully, you know, when they do make the cantina, we'll have blue milk to drink. So, we'll see. Hopefully it's alcoholic.
Yeah, it definitely should be. They have blue milk milkshakes.
Because Star Wars weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't have it there.
Missed the mark on there.
Yeah. Do you remember that fucking Darth Vader with the squished face?
Oh, God. That was a thing of nightmares. Why did it look so bad? It was like $500, wasn't it?
It was really expensive, and it was awful looking. So plastic. Ugh.
It looked like his armor after it had been burned.
Yeah, it looked like melted Darth Vader.
But it still was a bad job.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I liked it. I want to go back so we can actually meet the fucking people. I've never met Kylo Ren. But
we met Kylo Ren. He's scary.
He's a dick.
Yeah, well, he's supposed to be a dick. What'd he do?
Well, I wanted him to like have like a fit. You know, like throw things around the room and stuff.
And? Oh, pre-programmed too.
I know. So he just like wasn't responding to me. He just kept saying weird things, and I was like, "Oh, all right."
He's like, "Are you ready to join the dark side?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay." And he was like, "You will feel the power of it." I'm like, "I know." I said, "Okay."
I said yes.
What is he, a fucking robot? Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you will feel the power.
It's so bad.
It's C-3P Ren. Oh boo! Oh. Jesus, what did I do? Oh. I know. I haven't used that one in a while.
Been a while.
Okay, so we went to that. What's that? What was that Pixar thing called? The music of Pixar or whatever?
Pixar Live.
Pixar Live. Right? The music.
Music of Pixar Live.
Yeah, something like that.
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, but it's only a summer only thing.
It's
actually
over today.
Yes. Last day today.
Well, bye bye.
Nothing pulled at my heartstrings.
I know, right? It was emotional.
I wasn't expecting it either. I mean, I thought it was just going to be some music and that's it, but it was like a real fucking concert.
Yeah, that was legit.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't love the characters coming out. I thought it was a little...
hokey.
Yeah, it was cheesy for what it was. I was like, all right, just play fucking the orchestra. Don't have Woody, like, in the front conducting. That doesn't make sense.
I know.
Was he really?
Yeah, at the beginning.
Oh, God. Didn't like that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
I also didn't like that we got fast passes and we still had to sit way, way back.
Oh, and that fucking cast member?
Oh, God.
That pissed me off. Yeah. How was that the fast pass section?
It had a cushion. It had a cushion.
Mine didn't.
You were sitting on the same bench.
We were all the same fucking bench.
Same bench.
They removed it.
My one spot. Yeah. No. So we go into the fast pass entrance, and there's no fucking cast member to direct us where to go.
Yeah. Nope.
So we're standing there like fucking tools, fucking waiting for someone to say something. Meanwhile, people are filing in.
Yep.
Finally, we ask that bitch where to go, and she's like, over there. Thanks.
I didn't even see the drink bar either. There's like four or five Pixar drinks we could have bought.
And it's gone forever.
The standby line had it.
Bullshit. Absolute bullshit. We could have had the... I don't remember what there was. I wanted the whatever the up drink was, because it sounded delicious.
Mm.
Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah. They didn't play anything at all from Ratatouille.
No.
They didn't play the Bug's Life Suite, which is a pretty fucking, you know, well-known song. And they didn't play the song from Monsters, Inc.
Mm. No, what the fuck?
Yeah, they should have done that.
Yeah,
that was weird. They did Monsters, Inc., but it was like a different song that I'd never heard before.
Mm. No, I didn't know it.
I couldn't tell you what it is.
Have you ever seen it?
I don't think so.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, the one I'm talking about goes like... da 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 da. You hear it all over the place. Da-da-da-da. Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you.
Right?
Yeah. Don't
know it. Oh, damn it.
You tried.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway, after that, we went back to GMR and rewrote it all night. Now, I want to talk about the three last rides we had, and then we'll go into what we're really here to do. But the first time, we had a fast pass, so you guys kind of went somewhere else. Do you know where you ran over to?
I went to a gift shop to see if they had the Great Movie Ride shirts, and they didn't. And then
we sat down at a table and waited for you.
Yeah, we sat at... Commissionary Lane. Yeah.
Okay. This was probably my favorite of all of the Great Movie Ride tours, if you want to put it that way. Because this is the one with the tour guide. It was her last tour.
Yeah.
And they turned off the Robert Osborne audio.
That was awesome.
Oh, man.
For her. So we got to ride it. Like, the real way.
Yeah.
The true...
I wish I had that.
Real way. Yeah, it was fucking cool. And it was great. The acting was great. That's when we had the gangster, because we were on Fast
Pass. Yeah, we had the girl Muggsy.
Yeah. Who did we see online?
Oh. While we were waiting, we saw the entire Dizflix crew.
Oh yeah,
that was the first time we saw them, and I guess they were giving out their credentials for whatever event they were doing or something like that, and they were waiting on their own line.
Yeah, they had a special line. We were waiting for a while because I'm like, I gotta go on the ride with these guys and taunt them the whole time.
Oh my god, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, but they were fucking around too long, so I was like, forget it. We just went on the ride. Of course, then at the end, the tour guide breaks down and starts bawling, as does everybody else in the car.
Yeah, and like all their, like every manager from Great Movie Ride or the entire studios were like there waiting for her to like give her a standing ovation. So we all gave her a standing ovation. It was fucking emotional as shit.
That would have been a better last ride. Yeah. Yeah, although I think we had a more appropriate last ride.
I know.
Which we'll get to.
Yeah.
So we met up with you guys and we waited. It was posted at 150 minutes, right? Oh, no, 110 minutes.
Yeah.
It was not 110 minutes. What?
Yeah,
it was
like
that was short line the whole night, it felt like.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it was a line, but it was not bad.
Nah.
But we did get to see some of the previews, which I always fucking love.
Yeah, I love that.
What's your favorite preview?
What was the one that we watched?
I like the Public Enemy.
Yes, that's the one. That's my favorite.
This was also a great ride. First of all, we got to ride it with our buddies, fucking finally.
Yay.
Is that indeed.
Are we friends? Or
that would be you. But who wants to tell the story of the people behind us? Because I'm not going to do
it. Oh, I forgot about this ride. I wish we'd filmed this one.
Yeah. Go for it, Jillian, since you're speaking up.
No, I'm not going for it.
Why?
No, I'm not good at storytelling. Ugh,
fine. So we're on the ride. I love how I'm the only one talking. We're on the ride, and it's normal. We had, the Western again.
Yeah.
And at some point during the Western scene, this child, I don't know if it was a boy or girl because I never looked.
Girl.
It was a boy.
It was a girl. It was like
a little Spanish boy.
Indian girl.
It was definitely a Spanish child.
She was.
Some kind of Spanish.
Okay. A thing behind us started screaming, but not crying, just screaming. And I was like, okay. And it was it was right before the fire. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
She was like this. And cover your ears, people. But she was like this. Oh, God. Like, stop. Literally.
Oh, God.
And it didn't stop. It got louder and louder. And as we went into the alien scene, I said, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is not going to work.
No. So, I'm trying to think, well, maybe it'll go away. No. She sees Sigourney Weaver, she's freaking the fuck out.
Screaming. That is the thing of nightmares, but...
Yeah. So I whisper over to Simone and then to Jillian, I'm like, watch this. And the alien comes flying out, and I screamed like there was no tomorrow. And the child behind us was now on another plane of existence. Oh no, the adults are scared too!
And then all of us were just like,
all of us started screaming at the thing. It was great.
Stop laughing.
God, it was crazy. Yeah.
And that lasted till...
The monkey.
It lasted until...
I get scarier after that somehow. I didn't know that.
And Tarzan was frightening.
She was the munchkins, I guess.
No, that was
okay. Oh, yeah.
They're scary for different reasons.
Well, she was fine with the I See Dead People part with all the fucking...
Yeah,
she didn't even cry at Indiana Jones or anything. Like, oh, you got the skeletons coming out, lady.
Then we get to Tarzan. The dad's like, oh, look, it's Tarzan!
Yeah, he uncovered her eyes for that little tiny bit and goes, oh, look, it's a jungle. And then she sees the fucking monkey right in our face. And we're right on the left side.
I love that the only other thing I heard was you going, now you're scared of the fucking monkey?
The monkey, really?
Holy fuck, that was a great ride.
So wonderful.
And then we could not help but just stare at that weird munchkin on the left.
Oh, yeah, the one that was jacking off?
Just jacking the fuck off.
He could not stop himself.
No. So we got off the ride. And who did I see there but Big Fat Panda himself, Dream Fucker himself, Big Fat Panda. So I tried to get Jillian's attention because, Simone, you noticed it too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, look, it's our friends.
I'm like, look, look. And I'm sitting there going, look, look, look. Clearly they saw me because I'm pointing. Yeah. Hopefully they didn't think I was like, oh, my God, aww, it's so exciting. And as we turned around and I pointed, well, assumingly pointed at Big Fat Panda.
Yeah, I didn't know who the hell you were pointing at until I saw who I really wanted to see.
Out came, can you at least tell the people who showed up?
My buddy Spokesmane.
Fucking Spokesmane! Welcome to Florida!
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a big fan.
Are you? Holy shit. Ugh. He sucks.
He probably was trying to do a new rap or something like that, like on the Great Movie Ride. Imagine he did that for the last ride. Oh, like talking
about it. He went live for the last ride. I haven't watched that. But.
Yeah. Ugh. How awesome would it be if he ruined the last ride?
Oh my God.
Well, by doing a rap for everybody.
Ugh. Oh my God.
It's the Great Movie Ride. Shut up! That was fucking funny. We were dying laughing the whole time.
That was amazing.
Fucking Spokesmane. And they see us laughing. I hope he knows that we were laughing at him.
I'm the most excited person that's ever seen him. I don't think he's ever had that pop before from anyone else.
Oh, man. If anybody out there knows Spokesmane, please let him listen to this episode.
Personally.
So he can hear us and know that we were not excited to see him because we like him. Because we fucking are the opposite. So that was fun. We waited one more time. And on this ride, on the line, who did we see? Simone?
Mr. Thomas Corliss.
That's right. Now we saw Tom Corliss trying to get into the line with his mom, who was in a wheelchair, who I'm pretty sure is not usually in a wheelchair. But I don't know for sure. But I've seen pictures of her not in a wheelchair, is all I'm saying.
Or maybe she just doesn't want
late
to be
in the night, she was very tired.
Yeah, maybe she's just dragging her feet and he couldn't take it.
Ma, come on, keep up.
Yeah, just really tired, so they just happened to be like, oh, we really need to get on because she's in a wheelchair and this is the last ride she'll ever get to see. Yeah, okay.
Did not work.
Yes, and our last ride was a typical great movie ride.
It was like every other one I've ridden for 10 years.
For the past 10, yes.
Yeah. Because I only started 10 years ago.
It was this girl's last ride. She didn't give a fuck.
We barely even knew that until at the end she went, bye.
Yeah, she's like, she's like, bye, this is my last tour.
All right. Thanks. What do you want me to do about it?
She had no managers were like, clapping for her. No one cared.
They clearly hate her.
I don't think they were excited for her. Yeah, they were excited to see her leave, if anything.
They're like, good riddance.
Oh, fuck. Oh. She should have gone and hung out with the fucking Disflix chick with the teeth, because she looked kind of like her.
Maybe she did. Could have. I don't know.
And our fucking cowgirl or boy or whatever wasn't that great either on the last tour. So it was, you know, a typical great movie ride. Yep. And that's how we ended the night because the fireworks started and
God damn it.
We couldn't get
around. Meteor really ended our night.
We were fucking out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we booked it.
It was, Well, to say goodbye to the great movie ride, we've obviously called What's This? And they wanted to collab with us, which is great because I was hoping they'd say yes. And yay. I'm going back into the room now because we are going to do what they do best. And we're going to watch GMR. So, are you guys ready?
I like that what we do best.
Ready
just
when
watch
you are,
videos.
CB.
Watch videos and be funny while doing it. I love the show.
It's not an easy task.
It is not at all.
No.
All right, here we go. All right.
Hollywood Land.
Yes. This is a Martin's vid, so we get to see everything.
Yeah, you're going to see everything.
Martin's good shit.
Welcome aboard. At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to please remain seated throughout the show.
Do you think she'll be awful?
Inside the vehicle at all times.
She seems to be rushy already.
For the safety of our kids, this is the best Martin can get.
She's rushy.
Very rushy.
Ooh.
Now that we've taken care of business, let's talk about me. My name is Shannon.
Is it?
This magical journey into the movies. It'd be a perfect job for me because I love movies.
Is it everybody
ready? Great, because the cameras are...
I like to make
werewolf movies!
Whoa. Oh, shit!
Okay, Jesus. That was frightening.
That was really scary.
I guess CB's actually there, and we never noticed.
How did we never know? We never noticed this.
It was a picture, wasn't it?
Have a look. I guess I
should
have.
That was so creepy.
That was really creepy.
Yeah.
I've never even noticed this before.
What? It's on the left. The pictures.
I can only look right.
Oh.
It's a condition.
So you never see Singing in the Rain?
Nope.
Never. This will be the first time.
Or any of the gangster scene.
No, none of it.
No.
Oh, it's like a...
Boom, Mike.
Oh, my Nana lived on Vine Street.
Maybe she'll see her there. Oh, look, it's Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah. Not a good restaurant.
Hollywood and Vine sucks.
When they say it's a slow-moving vehicle, they really mean it. I don't like the new artwork.
No. She was bored for a second.
The Great Movie Ride. Once again, my name is Shannon, and on behalf of Disney's Hollywood Studios and Turner Classic Movies...
Why do we need to know her name, like, three times?
In case
her name's Shannon.
I think so.
Thank you. Hooray for Hollywood.
Boo!
He's so monotone.
He has one line I like.
Along the yellow bridge
right here.
Oops, gotta go.
Like the movies. One of Hollywood's significant contributions to the world of film were great music.
Have you guys seen this one
yet? Is from one of my favorites.
Nope, that's the one we didn't watch.
Busby Berkeley Spectacular.
It's going to be quite the show for Footlight Parade.
I think I'll like it. I miss when there's water in there. We should watch a little
one. Hey, it used to spin. Now they just stand there.
No, it's so boring. And then the freaking screen is a problem.
At least they have bubbles.
They used to not even light up when we went by, so we couldn't see anything.
I remember that. It did that for a while.
There's literally nothing here, dude.
It's like Footlight Parade, kind of.
I do like the bubbles.
Yay!
Oh, yay.
Here's one of the most famous of all dance sequences. Thanks. It's from the 1952 musical classic, Singing in the Rain.
Is it more famous than Step Up?
Or Step Up 3D?
Or Bring It On.
Dance movie?
The dance movie. Yes.
How dare you not know what Step Up is.
This doesn't look like him at all.
No. Hey, they tried.
Yeah.
They did?
No. I do like that it's perpetual rain.
Yeah.
I love that.
Here's Gene Kelly singing in the rain. Literally.
You're a little late.
Did she?
She, like, rolled her eyes.
She,
like,
rolled her eyes.
Literally.
What a cunt.
And this is the best that Martin could get.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's a... Oh, no, I thought it's a phone. I thought it was one of those flip cams.
Oh, yeah.
I got an upskirt picture of Mary Poppins.
That's hot.
Ooh. Here's one of the quintessential Disney musicals, Mary Poppins.
Ah.
Julianne.
Why do we even have a tour guide?
I know.
She must be so bored.
Well, that's why she's rolling her eyes.
Yeah. Literally. Oh, she blinked one eye. Ah!
That's really kind of creepy.
Yeah, but why is she winking?
He's looking at it. He's looking at the worst fucking, like, plastic surgery ever done.
Yeah, they all do. I don't like them up close.
I want to see them from afar.
Yeah, yeah. They're less scary.
I enjoy them way lower.
Yeah. Imagine she drops that bag.
A lamppost falls out.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins joke.
Do you?
I love this song. Sing along.
I'm gonna write a complaint to Shannon at a pre-movie right now.
You should. You should write it like 2 years from now. Fucking Shannon.
They got rid of the little hidden Mickey in here too.
There was one here.
There used to be one up in the windows, and it would be like his ears were like hanging out or whatever. And he's not there anymore.
I don't think I remember that.
No. It's like a shadow.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, maybe.
Well, that guy is fucking gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, he's definitely killing
he's
somebody.
Beat his wife, right?
I was thinking that too. Somebody pointing.
Oh,
look at all the pot.
All the business.
Hold on to those wallets and purses, folks.
Why does she keep rolling her eyes?
God, she hates this job.
The place of the Gangsterville, the seedy underbelly of Chicago, from The Public Enemy, starring James Cagney.
Oh, yeah, the Hidden Mickey's in here.
Before
oh, is it?
The Public Enemy like on the, gritty, the posters? Realistic and
I never look.
Yeah. At the world of gangsters of the Depression era.
By that dirty, no good yellow belly store.
Somehow was going to use Flash.
What a dick.
Actually, seeing the movie ruined this part for me.
Why? Oh, because it's not real?
Because it's not right.
It's not screen accurate.
Double crushing. Open up, Eddie. You hear me? Alright, alright.
Look at those fucking eyebrows.
Kill someone with those.
Eyebrows for days.
Judge comes around. He's going to leave you some beer. You're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you can with the dog. If you don't...
I'll do that.
See, this shot looks nice. Why don't they keep it like that?
Movie, in one famous scene, James Cagney shows the man pretty big Clark's face. She could never look at breakfast in the same way again.
What is that accent? Neville?
She's getting ready for the gangster scene.
Oh. I want a puppy.
Never heard all this
death from
no.
It's because you usually hear. What? It's like the MTA. Or the MBTA for you guys.
Or the T.
That's the MBTA.
Just the T.
Oh, look, Mickey.
Just the tip.
Is it them?
Quiet.
Just a bunch of...
Ah,
just a tip.
Shut up, you two. You want to vlog? Just a tip. Sorry about the delay, folks, but I don't want to run a red light, even in the movies.
All right.
Oh, God, she's the worst.
She is so awful.
Girl, I'm not allowed to leave my vehicle. I said,
get over here. Hey, look at the hot chick.
Is it to a concession stand?
Bye. Get the hell out of here, Shannon.
Yeah, seriously. Can we just have the gangster the whole time?
Yeah.
She looks like a sweet D.
What the fuck?
See? And your fancy car? I took it out of here. So mean it. You're making a big mistake here, Bubsy. I said, scram out of here. I'm gonna get high. Fuck out, build a movie. No.
This is accurate, too, because you can't fucking hear what they're saying.
What?
Oh, shit!
Oh, shit.
Everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Light it up.
It just takes one gunshot, guys. This is relevant. Take it off!
Yeah, get really bad Botox. Looks like he was coming. Like super cum.
Everybody just sit tight. You ran into red lights against the law, and I would never break the law.
Oh.
No more red lights.
Yay.
Well, her looks won't get her far because her accent's awful. No more red light!
No more red light!
Oh, no.
Can we have one where we get the gangster scene and the western?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be. Are they going to do that?
Sorry, boys, no.
But I'm making my getaway. give my regards to the warden.
Oh, God.
She really needs to work on that accent.
Everybody mind your P's and Q's, and maybe you won't get high.
And maybe he won't get away. That's not how we speak.
The cowboys and their loyal steeds maintain order in towns against the untamable wilderness.
Yeah, it's like watching the Newsies movie.
Twitter, two of the iconic stars who epitomize this ideal of the stoic gunslinger.
Looks like he's sleeping.
Yeah. It's a little too stoic.
Yeah.
Oh, he hates you.
Anything?
You're not gonna say.
Thanks, dude.
Unless I was partial to trouble or fixing to get myself shot.
Hey, John.
I'd hightail it out of here. Go right ahead if that's what you're a mind to do. Long time ago, I made me a rule. Let people do what they want.
Imagine Marty McFly just came flying in.
That'd be awesome.
That's a mighty tough territory you're heading into.
I imagine they cut to the cowboy now.
I'd think about turning back if I was you. That is, if you want my opinion. But I reckon you ought to do what you
want. He's saying a lot, but he's not saying anything.
No.
Right, yeah, there's no, like, story or anything, rhyme or reason. Nothing.
He's just, like, saying one-liners. It's like if Arnold Schwarzenegger was there.
Yeah. Who's the dentist?
Harvey Plum!
Josiah Boone.
Cochise.
Where's the swoozy one?
Oh. Wells Fargo. Ransom Stutter. It's like Ruben Stutter. Blow some shit up.
Nope.
Yeah, make it go on fire.
God damn it.
There goes that accent.
Now that we're in the clear, this is the perfect time for me to collect up your valuables. We'll start with the jewelry, then move on.
Oh, shit.
You can wipe this neighborhood, Cabo.
No matter where we go, there's trouble.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere these days.
Is there any movie that doesn't have violence?
There's a shit ton of violence.
It's the great movie ride of death, as Len Testa once said.
Yes.
You know what this ride could use? A little kid screaming behind us.
What's
to this?
I'm kind of nervous to see the monkey.
I know, it's fucking scary as shit.
See, what I miss is on the next scene when he goes, "This is Nostromo. This is Alien."
Oh, what are we doing here?
Oh, are we going to see this scene too?
We're going to see the cowboy?
Oh, shit.
Is it them?
I think so.
Yeah.
Nice. Yay, Martin!
Yay!
Oh, it's definitely a different person.
Oh,
sorry. Yep. He's got a point. I hate it when people talk during the movie.
He's also bad.
Yeah.
I hate it when people talk during the movie.
What the hell's going on?
Oh, sorry.
It went back to show what happens on the other track.
Very confusing.
Luckily, they're not going to shoot at us.
No.
Imagine it just like, oh no.
You didn't want it to open? Just crash through it.
Yeah, like Test Track.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, like Test Track.
R.I.P. the original Test Track.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that.
Hey, man.
Hey.
That's not Shannon!
No.
Someone's robbing the bank. Yeah, my watch, Pilgrim. Sit tight, folks. I'll be right back.
Barry, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain seated. Your guide will return momentarily.
Oh, my God. He went up the stairs so daintily.
I saw it. It's Tom Corliss!
Oh, come on. You didn't shoot a guy in the back?
You betrayer.
We've never seen a cast member that old, like...
You're under arrest.
He's definitely middle-aged.
Yeah.
Get yourself up. Maybe the judge will go easy on you.
I think it's time for a visit to a...
It just sounds like he's not shooting.
No.
Hi, Robert.
You'll swing for this. Another turn. Nobody's sticking my neck in the noose.
Yeah.
Oh! I hope it goes back to the gangster, like, rather than fucking watching this Tom Corliss looking motherfucker.
Oh yeah, then Corliss takes over.
Oh boy. Welcome to WDWNT. $10 and you can come in the lazy river.
Are you for that? That's like the coolest scene.
It's very hot.
It's very hot. I like it.
Speaking of hot, is she back?
Tom Corliss is here.
Yay!
Yay!
They liked her better.
Can't get any lice.
Okay, it's wise.
It's what?
What?
What did she say?
What?
You sound like the old guy in the movie. What? What did he say? Tell me! What did he say when I asked what he said?
Oh, is this like 1990s?
Yes.
Holy shit.
It's dark, so cameras are not happy.
That looks so weird.
I don't know about you guys, but this is starting to get kind of creepy. Where are we, Jersey?
Well, Jersey.
A staple of classic movies, from Georges Méliès' A Trip to the Moon to George Lucas's Star Wars. In 1979,
what the fuck? I didn't know there was a little bird thing there.
Yeah, it's Homer's fucking little fucking bird guy.
Why is Homer's bird there? That wasn't in the movie, was it?
No. Maybe okay. It was. That's great. We didn't even see that in the walkthrough.
No. Was it?
Why was that there?
Oh, I would have played with it.
They weren't allowed to touch anything.
I would have played with it anyway. It's a bird that drinks water.
Yeah, that's cool.
Why don't they have those anymore?
They do. Not gone.
I've never seen them. I want one for Christmas.
Sigourney is so fucking sweaty.
Cut in half.
Look at her face.
That's a lot of sweat.
Looks nothing like her.
Get out of here.
Drippy.
I do like the saliva looking like the alien saliva.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Warning. Remain in your vehicle. The area you are entering is extremely dangerous.
You know Kate closes her eyes during this scene?
Oh my god, so scary.
Like every time?
Every time. She's never seen the alien.
Oh my god.
I mean,
you should make her
if
watch
it doesn't
this.
Work, you can't see it anyways. But.
Well, when we're at the meetup, we'll make her... Oh.
Oh no!
Sorry.
Don't do that. That alien on the side never worked that whole day.
Really?
He didn't come out.
I saw him.
We saw him.
He doesn't pop out.
No, he hasn't done that for a long time. He just stands there.
Yeah.
Ah! I love this thing.
I think this person has a good camera because they can actually see it.
I don't know.
And there it is.
See, there it is. There he goes.
Yeah, look at his fucking mouth.
That one's way scarier than the one above. That one usually doesn't move.
How'd he get over there so fast?
Yeah. It's not alien, it's aliens now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that
that's enough creepy people things to one day, right?
It, the name of the movie is Aliens!
That's a sequel, isn't it? Or are they going to show the hidden Mickey and Donald?
Maybe.
This person has a good camera.
Well, it's multiple people.
Like it. Oh, yeah. These multiple people have good cameras.
Yay, Indy.
They actually got the arc out once.
Steven Spielberg and
I can't believe that Matt hates Indiana Jones. That makes me sad.
Aww. You hated it?
From that legendary
hate Ford, it.
Oh, disliked.
Jones in Raiders of the Lost.
Ah, he looks awful.
Yeah, looks pretty bad.
Did you expect him to look good while everyone else looks awful?
That looks like Abe Lincoln on that.
Oh, they're going to show it?
Doesn't
no.
Need...
There you go.
Oh, there it is.
Yay.
He didn't show the R2-D2, though.
No.
Oh. Ooh. What the hell's that?
What the hell's that?
It's a snake.
Oh, I scared myself. I saw a shadow and I scared myself.
Oh, the kid's not going to cry at this part.
Why no. He's fine with this. Snake?
Little Spanish child.
Ooh. This looks like laundry everywhere. Ah!
I guess you don't like snakes.
No, not really.
I mean, I don't love snakes, but they don't really scare me.
Oh. Hello.
Hello?
Slow
motion. This is
the fish
eyelids
all of a sudden.
Yeah, what the hell?
We're getting fancy.
I saw
the penis.
What?
Fancy, huh?
I think I saw a penis in the wall there.
There might be.
The glory hole.
Oh, the glory hole. That's what it was.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
All right.
And then... Goodness. I didn't see anything.
No, because it's
definitely
fucking dark again.
By now.
Yeah. Ah.
We're there.
We get it. Well, I guess it's better preserve it than not.
Yeah, that's true.
But still.
Some of the biggest horror stars of Hollywood.
Whores?
Horror stars.
This is the porn section.
About fucking time.
Yes.
Always leads to destruction.
Look at that guy. His face is unfortunate.
He looks like he likes to make werewolf movies.
I think it's Pop's leg room up there.
Wow, get a load of that chunk of ice.
Looks like a tongue.
To get back to life.
Looks like Darth Vader's face.
Looks like George Lucas.
Nobody move while they get the goods. I don't think they notice a few extra bodies around here, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Stop with the accent.
Stop it.
The acting is usually bad on this ride.
I've seen enough movies to know that you really shouldn't even think about
it. Why don't you leave you again, Robert?
I love that. You really shouldn't think about going up there. But, you know.
Halt, unbeliever.
Down the non-believers.
Are they going to show the change?
I hope they show the gangster change. Ah!
I always wanted to do that.
Yep, they did. You just saw them take off the...
Their clothes.
Yeah.
Are they going to clap? I bet you they don't.
Shannon.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Doesn't even look like a female skeleton.
No.
That's not naked. That's dead.
Not you're back.
My first movie, huh?
No one cared.
The twist ending. That just goes to show you anything can happen in the movies.
Can it?
Now, let's get on with the show.
Let's do that.
I see dead people.
That's the most acting she's done.
The staple of movies. One of the first horror films was a silent short featuring a dancing skeleton created by the Lumiere brothers in 1897.
I haven't watched that one either.
It's 2 seconds long, so you could probably find that on YouTube.
What is it?
Huh?
What is it?
What is it?
The name of it? I don't remember.
Yeah.
You could just watch... If you watch every Lumiere brothers short, it'll be 4 seconds.
Okay.
It's really short.
Ah!
Kid did not think this was scary.
The kid was okay with this.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, the kid was like, I like this part.
Yeah.
Oh no, monkey!
Oh,
no!
Monkey!
Oh,
monkey!
Shit. Oh shit.
Where are we?
No, no, he's Tarzan! Tarzan, look!
That child.
This Tarzan has bothered me since day one.
This is the jungle home.
Just look, it looks weird.
Of them all. Tarzan. The movie's most popular Tarzan is undoubtedly Johnny White, who swung through 12 films as the King of the Jungle.
Over there, we have
just once.
As Jane and Tarzan's sidekick Cheetah, who's portrayed by over a dozen chimpanzee actors over the years.
Wait, I gotta give him a round of applause.
Nope, they're not doing that.
Shut up.
I never knew she talked.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
What? You didn't?
No, I never heard her say a word.
She never shuts up.
Shut up.
Tarzan doesn't say anything.
No, yes he does. All right. Are they going to get rid of Casablanca 2 next?
His most famous film role. In 1942, Bogey finally got to spread his wings and romance the beautiful Ingrid Bergman in Casablanca.
Inside of us, we both know you belong with Victor. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but...
Look at his eyes.
Your life.
Yeah, like, does he even shut them, or...
He just looks dead-eyed.
Does he have eyeballs?
We didn't have
one. He doesn't blink.
It looks like he has nothing there.
I know, it's funny.
That's quite scary.
But he has, like, the raccoon eyes from wearing sunglasses.
I've got a job to do, too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part.
She doesn't look that bad.
Because I'm not good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see the problems of three little people going out to a crazy world.
Me too.
Someday you'll understand.
Look at that hat. How could you not?
No.
Well, you don't want a hat like that?
I said I do.
Oh.
That's okay. Hot.
Oh, that trench coat.
Oh, yeah. You know, on this ride, they used to tell you that he stood on, like, a box or something.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't tell you anymore. They don't tell you anything.
Famous movie stars.
They probably found it racist or something.
It might be. The box
it's racist.
Racist.
He's short. Not his fault. I hate this waste of a space room. I like Fantasia, but it's just not good.
I like the fan. There's one part where the animation fucks up. It always bothers me.
So it just stops and then goes again.
Walt Disney promised
every time.
Sequences in the future.
They couldn't put like a longer clip.
It was supposed to be the Wicked Witch on her bicycle, but they didn't have enough money to pay for the whole area.
Right. I do love this fan though. Nice AC. Well, fan. Look at that bitch's feet.
Ah!
Just munchkins going in and out of holes.
The Wizard of Oz.
Toto, I have a feeling.
Where is he?
Can't anymore.
Hang on.
Come on, show him.
He's not until the end. I mean, all the way at the end.
He'll be there soon.
Look at that fat munchkin. I don't like her fucking hair.
Yeah, I don't like her hair. Are they gonna show the jacking off guy?
Soon.
That guy's.
What the fuck? I never noticed that one.
I noticed that one. I always notice that one.
Oh. Oh, hey!
It's our friend.
I love that guy.
That's the guy that was jacking off right in that video where...
Well, no, the guy who's jacking off in the video is that one. The one with the fucking giant lollipop. Is she gonna look at us?
Was it you? No, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill anybody.
She's so bad.
Oh, rubbish, you have no power here. Be gone before somebody drops it.
What is that? That little hand move. Oh, rubbish.
Keep it here.
Keep it here.
Definitely facing the wrong way on one of our rides.
Yeah.
Right? She's facing left.
I think it was the last one.
What the hell was she talking?
I wonder how we get out of here. What are you folks Which way do we go?
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Oh, the guy jerking off behind the door.
Yeah, let's watch that.
Come
on, show the guy jerking off.
We only got to see a second of him. Look at that hair.
I never noticed that guy.
Neither.
There he is! The other jerking off guy.
I love that guy. Oh, yeah, he's jerking off too. Well, he's bopping up and down.
Come on, show our guy.
Come on.
Come on.
That fucking hair.
Oh, God.
Ah!
That is awful.
Ugh.
Why is his hair black on his face?
How much else to do it? Fucking stroke.
All the men are missing an arm. Oh, no.
Oh.
I don't want to see the foliage.
Oh, man.
Yeah, who cares?
And we're gone.
It's okay. We have a video of him. Like,
yes, we do
just,
a long
just
one.
Just focused on him.
It's rumored that this is not, you know, Judy Garland.
And it's Liza Minnelli.
It's Liza Minnelli.
It doesn't sound like Judy Garland.
It doesn't sound...
So why would her mother do it, rather than using the actual scene from the movie?
Your mother? I mean her daughter.
Her mother.
I was like, no.
Maybe her mom didn't, maybe Judy Garland did not want
it
to be
like Liza
in,
it's a rumor.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like Judy Garland.
Oh, but Soto. For that, like, pouty voice.
I wonder if he'll show both. I guess not. I guess he won't show the other video.
Well, there were many videos.
But this is totally different.
Over the years, it changed. Look how fucking stumpy he was.
And he's clearly reading the cue cards.
Yes.
Yes. It's very obvious.
You don't love the movies.
The rules.
Ah,
I wonder if this was taken away because it's racist.
Yeah.
Racist.
This whole ride is probably racist, and that's the real reason why they took it away.
Makes more sense.
I like that they still have Blazing Saddles in here, though.
There's like too much Tom Cruise in it, though.
I agree. Why is Tom Cruise in it so many times?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yay!
Tom Cruise. I like him.
Ugh.
No.
All right. Oh, there we go.
Tom Cruise. You got the little Sylvester Stallone. You
know.
We should have had. Whoa.
I know, that was missing.
Oh, yeah. I like that they added this in.
Yeah.
I like
this.
Yeah.
They added the
part of the film
because Universal does it.
Is it safe? I don't like that they put Tangled in the horror section. Makes no sense. Help me!
That's racist. Racist.
Romance?
Favorite movie.
Yeah, they showed Gone with the Wind first.
Oh.
This whole song is racist.
Yes. This entire section is racist.
I know, I'm offended.
That's why they took Great Movie right away.
Yep, that's, so now we know the real reason why.
I miss Star Wars being the last thing you saw before you went in. Because it looked like you were, like, moving through hyperspace.
I know, I love that. Racism.
Also, Carrie Fisher was there.
Oh my god, this is sad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want it to end.
No, well... Did we?
Moses.
And another dead guy. Great. Wonderful.
Julie Andrews still alive.
That animatronic looked nothing like him.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
In order to see like a montage of all epic movies, you have to go to Universal now and watch.
No, you don't.
Well, you don't get to watch movies anymore.
I'll make you a montage of epic movies.
Well, but you can't see it on big screen.
Yes, you can.
Like this, with like stereo surround sound.
Dreams are made of. I hope you've enjoyed our ultimate celebration of classic movies. And remember, you can find many more beloved stories and legendary stars on.
No, don't leave.
Movies.
No.
Ooh.
I don't even get that channel. You have to pay extra for it.
Fuck.
We only saw this part once because we were in the gangster one. The other one, you don't see this room.
Yeah, because it makes the other turn.
Yeah.
On behalf of Disney's Hollywood Studios, classic movies, we'd like to thank you for the free movie ride. Now please remain.
Bye, Shannon.
To a complete stop, please gather your personal belongings.
I mean, this really is the best way to remember Great Movie Ride because most tour guides were like this.
Oh, and one more thing. When I elect, you don't get the thunderous applause for yours truly. Okay, places, everybody. And action! Thank
Yay.
You. Yay.
I'm sure there's no one in that car.
No one's clapping.
Cue the applause.
They're just like, can we go?
Yeah. We're going to get to our fast pass now for the Rock and Roller Coaster.
And that... It's a great movie.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
I wonder what they're going to keep.
Oh, no,
like.
Don't do that.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, at least it's watching people bored now.
Yeah, imagine Spokesman shows up.
Spokesman?
Holy shit.
All right. Oh, I don't have control.
Oh, I put my hands there.
Yeah, me too. And that was a great movie, Rob.
Oh, that's sad. You only had a minute left. You just stopped there.
Did you want to watch it? Here. No, now we'll watch this.
Hey, look how dirty they are.
Ew. Oh. We put our hands there.
Yes, we did. And then I licked my hands. Don't know why.
Yeah, I licked it first, and then licked it again.
I just licked the stone.
Yeah,
thing.
You gotta lick yourself.
Fuck the middle man.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's so sad.
Bye.
R.I.P. Great movie.
And now, nighttime. Martin Smith.
Oh.
That was sad.
But now, instead of Great Movie Ride, it says fucking whatever that other fucking Mickey and Minnie Railway.
Yeah, they, like, took down the lighted signs and just, like, put, like, I don't know, fucking covering over us because it probably was stained from being there so long.
Mm-hmm. Michelle got a lot of credit. Why is her name bigger than everyone else's?
What about Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon, fuck her. What? What's this?
Huh?
What?
Wait, what? What's happening?
I guess this is like his like outro logo.
No.
Woo, fire!
There you go, Martin.
Yeah, Martin.
And that was that. So, you have anything to say about Great Movie Ride, guys, before we move on?
I'm very sad. I don't want it to go, even though it's gone already.
Just gutted.
I'm indifferent.
I think there was a video of the last ride. I think the cast members went outside and took like a final bow too once they closed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen that yet. But
so watch it.
I will.
I haven't seen it either. Well, I'm personally going to miss it. I've said this before on the show, so I'm not going to get into it. But I, you know, worked at MGM when it was MGM before it was Disney's Kaleidoscope Park,
XL Park.
And, you know, Great Movie Ride was the ride I wanted to work at because, well, I probably would have been a better actor than most of those people, but
yeah,
whatever, it's fine.
I think a lot of people, like, a lot of cast members vied for that job and Jungle Cruise, and, like,
yeah.
I don't know, those were just, like, the two jobs that you'd want to do.
Yeah, so there was a waiting list for Great Movie Ride, I assume, same thing for Jungle Cruise.
Mm. But they're not very good there, too. Yeah.
And Kilimanjaro Safari. Because you get to talk.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Of course.
Love that ride.
I'm not a good driver, though, so that probably wouldn't work in
that's
my
true.
Favor.
Well, that's because you're a woman.
Yeah, exactly. That wouldn't work.
No. So then we went to Jock Lindsay's. Just don't want to talk about GMR because I'm going to be very upset.
What did you just say?
To wallow in our sorrows. There we go.
Which wallow in our sorrows? Oh, Simone, do you have anything else to say about GMR? I completely skipped over you.
Yeah, well, you know, I still, like, cried and I felt anger. And, like, you know, all the stages of grief.
Yes.
I was feeling a lot of anger, a lot of regret. And then just, like, tears. And then just sadness.
And then you blamed me for, like, not going back on. I'm like, it was fucking fireworks. They blocked the way. I couldn't get there.
They could have shut the fireworks like even 15 minutes after that ride closed or something.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Yeah.
Seriously. I was like, why are you standing there? I could walk to the entrance right now and still make it.
Ugh.
But it is what it is.
Yep.
Well, goodbye, great movie ride. We will always remember you with Jock Lindsay. I fucking love Jock Lindsay. This is the only time I was there. Oh my
God, it was so good.
Oh.
So good.
The food was pretty good, too. I didn't like, what is that thing that you got?
Pork belly thing? Pork belly slice?
Yeah, I love pork belly, but something about that tasted weird.
It's a Swiss, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't like Swiss, so there you go.
There you go.
But the other stuff was really good, and the drinks were delicious. How about you guys?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what we got for food.
Sweet chili wings or some shit.
But it was fucking terrific.
Obi-Wan Kenobi wings, I think. Yeah.
Your wings were great. It tasted like orange chicken.
And pretzels.
Oh, the pretzels were fucking delicious.
And the beer cheese or whatever they give you, it was so fucking good. And I got Cool-Headed Monkey, and what was the other one that I got? I forget the other drinky. Singapore Sling or something.
Yeah.
Swinging.
I got the Wrong Island iced tea.
Oh, yeah, the Wrong
shit.
Island. That was so good. It tastes like tea.
Yeah, it was just a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to taste like tea. It's supposed to taste like alcohol.
No, they put all the alcohol together, and it tastes like tea. Yeah.
It does? What? How's that happen?
Magic.
Magic. Indeed.
Disney magic.
It's magic.
The,
Did you get Reggie's Revenge, too?
No, I only got that one.
Okay. Sorry.
Was that the green one?
Yeah.
I think I got that.
Did you?
I got something else that I didn't like as much as the Cool-Headed Monkey or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, I like the monkey one the best.
Yeah, we liked it so much, I got the mug.
Yay!
All right.
How is that
Yay.
Mug?
How's it doing?
It's doing well. Haven't used it yet, but it's there. Box. It's doing well in the box. I like having mugs from these places, especially because it says the name on it. Because you never know when anything's going to fucking close.
I know.
That's true. That's upsetting. I want to get all the Trader Sam's ones.
Yeah.
That's my next to-do.
I have the Pearl. One. Which one do you have?
The Aoa.
Ah. That's cool.
Ah.
I want to get the Nautilus.
It shuts down the whole fucking restaurant.
What are you talking about?
When you order an
Aoa? Oh, Aoa.
It's all gotta go dark and everyone has to stop what they're doing and start chanting. Can't you just pour me a drink, please?
Then you throw the cinnamon in the fire and it gets all fiery. It's so fun.
That's cool.
I like the shenanigans that happen there.
I do too.
I like it the first time.
What?
Maybe the second time.
Maybe.
But when I'm 12 times into it, I'm like, alright, enough.
Dive.
Yeah, it would be nice to just get the drink, watch the show, and then, like, you know, move to, like, another area where they don't do that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
They don't do it outside, so that's for people like you.
But outside is hot.
There's no air conditioning
outside.
Well,
sometimes. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'll stay.
There used to be a little ukulele guy playing out there, but he's not there anymore.
Oh.
I want a ukulele guy.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Like a real person?
Yeah, he was a real person.
Oh.
Not like an animatronic.
No.
I didn't know you were in love with the ukulele guy.
That's why he's not there anymore, because he got fired.
Oh, fair enough. All right. You want to move on to MK real quick and then finish us up?
Yep.
All right. So, we drank, we had fun, went home. Next morning, I was supposed to meet up with you guys to fucking, you know, ride Space Mountain. It was our last day, and we had to sleep in because we had that fucking event, and we had to get up at fucking what time? Five? Yeah. Four?
It was five.
It's fucking early. So 2 days in a row getting up early, and we had to sleep in. You guys seemed to have a good morning, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
We saw the Welcome Show, finally.
Wait, well, the new one?
The new Welcome Show,
the new one, yeah.
How was that?
I liked it a lot. I don't like it. Well, I guess I missed the song from the original Welcome Show, but this one was really cute, and I went live for it, so it's on my timeline, too.
Oh, but that's cool.
The people around me seemed to be touched by it, so that was cool. A lot of people cried.
I started crying at the end. I don't know why.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Well, we'll see. Yeah.
Imagine I don't cry at all.
Sad. Someone died.
No.
That's fucked up.
Oh, that's why.
That's why I cried. Yeah, then we saw, so they do like the rope drop at all the lands now instead, so we hoofed it over to Liberty Square and went to Splash Mountain and stopped right there and waited an hour to wait for it to open.
About 45 minutes.
So we got first in line because everyone else gave up.
Does it open at the time of the park, or was it supposed to at least? Because I know it used to open at 10:30.
No, it's supposed to. And then we got, like, well, the cast members kept telling us, like, it would be at least an hour. So everyone kept leaving every time they said that. So we were like, fuck it, we're just going to wait. We'll get on first. So an hour in, we finally got in. And they let us in before, like, any fast pass line. Right. And we had a fast pass that day. So they switched it to, like, you can go anytime with your fast pass.
Nice. Oh, nice. So
which
did you...
nice, because we got to go out with you.
Yes.
Yeah, we did, and that was fun too.
It was very fun.
Did you ride on the first car or log?
Yeah. But cool. We were in the back, right? Yeah, we were behind some family while I was like grabbing my boobs.
Very offensive.
So they saw that picture?
Yeah, and then the old lady printed it out for us because we were the first to ride. And she goes, you get the free picture because you were the first to ride today. I was like, ooh, okay.
Fastest I've ever seen an old woman run.
She was booking it.
She was like, you get this picture.
She did not want me to leave without that.
She aww. Probably didn't see the tit grabbing then.
Probably not.
No, she probably didn't. unless she liked it.
Well, maybe.
That's a possibility. So that's cool. You have a. Did you frame it yet? You can have a big fucking picture of yourself grabbing your tits.
I will. But
that's true. We went to. We were supposed to go to Space Mountain at, I don't know, 11.
Something like that, I don't remember.
And you didn't fucking even leave the fucking room till 11. I'm waiting on you.
Yeah, I'm the worst. Jesus. I really am the worst. You should never go to the parks with me.
We were waiting for you for the longest fucking time. Just fuck, like, we need to get to the fucking bus. I'm writing to fucking Jillian and Matt telling them, I don't think we're gonna fucking make it.
God damn it.
Because Simone has to be fucking slow as shit. Holy fuck.
I need to, like, not work the day before going to Disney, because then I need to sleep.
I worked the day before.
I worked the day of.
Yeah, we're working the day of.
They worked the day of.
Well, maybe I'm lacking iron. I don't know.
You're a lazy cunt. How about that?
I'm the fucking worst. I'm the laziest motherfucker in the world.
We got to Space Mountain eventually.
Yeah.
And the fucking fast pass line was longer than the standby line.
That was ridiculous.
I know. We got there too. And we had to wait in line. It was like we started recording. I think we recorded like 15 minutes before we actually started moving in the fast pass line.
Yep.
I'm like, what the fuck is this, Disneyland?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, what the fuck?
we
didn't get to play the damn games that the standby line got to play. So we were just standing there watching them play.
The fuck? They sucked. Fucking idiots. They're probably too stupid to get fast passes.
Do you, by the way, do you like the new games on Soarin' and, wasn't there another one?
I forgot.
Well, Soarin'. Do you like the new game on Soarin'?
We have not had the pleasure.
Yes, we did. Is it? Oh, we played the old game then.
Yeah, we played the old game where you, like, move around and it's like, woo, like you're doing, like, the wave and shit.
Oh, yeah, this new one, you're, like, on your phone and you're, like...
You have to use the Disney Wi-Fi.
You use the Disney Wi-Fi and your location has to be on and... I don't know. I thought it was a fun game. It's like a trivia game.
I'd do that. I'd probably do that next time. We fast passed it, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever not fast passed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we waited just fucking cuz. But anyway, that has nothing to do with this. So we met up with you after Space Mountain. I don't think anything that amazing happened, except for people... What's that?
We got to see Sunny Eclipse. What are you talking about? Yeah. Amazing.
No, I meant at Space Mountain. Nothing earth-shattering happened at Space Mountain. I can tell you that people never fucking walk on the moving walkway. They just stand there.
Never.
Why?
Because they want to
see themselves. Because it's a standway, apparently, not a walkway.
But it used to be a walkway. It wasn't until, I want to say, 7 years ago.
Seven?
Yes, seven. Where fucking people just decided, nope, not walking anymore.
Well, that was it. Because of video screens.
No, because they start before that.
That's so amazing.
I'm on the video camera.
Monitor.
Ooh, look at me.
Yeah, there's this little shit just giving fucking the finger to the camera. laughing at himself. Ugh. You're real funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
He's like laughing to himself, though, the whole time. Just nobody cared.
Picking his nose.
Pretty much. Mm. Finally, we met up with you at Cosmic Race Starlight Cafe, and I guess you were there for a while because you said that you saw the show run again from the beginning by the time you got there.
Yeah, we ate a whole ice cream sundae and threw it away by the time you got there.
Well,
wait, they have an ice cream sundae
there? We got that at Auntie Ice Cream Bitch Face.
Yeah, we say that wrong. It's Auntie Gravity's. It's supposed to be Anti Gravity's because that would be funny.
Right, because that's the name.
Boston, we say auntie, so... Right.
Because that's how we say shit.
Auntie, gravity, so I never got that. Too. Oh, yeah, we got on the people mover while we were waiting for you.
And it went backwards.
Oh, yeah.
So, what?
We got stopped.
Was it like people mover Everest style?
It wasn't, wasn't like on purpose.
Switching tracks and shit.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I start going
and the dumb fucking kid in front of us. He had to high-five everyone.
Oh, he high-fived the other train coming. Like, wouldn't your arm, like, maybe snap off sometime?
I wish.
That scares me.
That's something I want to see happen.
I know. Like, sometimes it goes really fast.
People lose limbs on TTA.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
Just ask Gary.
Gary Hall.
Yes. Yeah, so that was fun. I fucking love Sunny Eclipse. We went to Splash Mountain, and of course they don't understand how to fucking plan their goddamn fast pass, because we were like on the longest fast pass fucking line I've been on.
God.
Holy shit.
But hasn't it gotten worse because of Fast Pass Plus?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was, you know, the ride was down earlier, they said, so.
Oh yeah.
But still.
So that's why it backed up, but yeah, it was probably bad even then, like. And you have to, I've never even been through that little barn place we went through. Like, I've always bypassed that. So that was weird.
Right.
Yeah. Usually just kind of fly upstairs, but whatever.
Yeah.
It was still fun. Fucking loved it. Ran, rode in the first two rows. So, you know, love that.
Yes. Except for Br'er Rabbit was broken.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there was one time we rode it where that Br'er Rabbit, the one who hops around.
Yeah, it was just like limp.
He looked dead. He was just hanging. Like,
yeah, I think they just gave up on him and just removed him entirely. And they're like, this just isn't going to work anymore. It's just scaring everybody.
And there was no water on the fucking hill.
Oh, that's scary.
That was a bit of concern.
Yeah. I'm like, so are we going to splash? But that was great. And we went to go to Stitch because we wanted to go to one last Stitch thinking that it's going to close soon. And why the fuck was there like a half hour wait?
That was ridiculous. I have never seen so many people there.
Oh my God. I think it was an hour.
It was ridiculous. Oh my God. Usually walking.
It went all the way around like underneath the people mover back to where those new blue rocks are. That's insane.
I've never seen that. And the ride itself is like fucking 30 minutes, including the pre-show.
Yep.
God.
So, you guys decided to leave.
Well, we had to.
We had to catch up Magical Express.
Didn't you already miss one?
Yes.
Which we did not.
The fucking cunt at the hotel. I was like, so I heard there's another one coming at 2:10 because we were on the 1:50, and I go, is it possible that we can just go on that one? She's like, the girl on the phone says that you're not responsible for, you know, you're now responsible for your ride back to the airport. I said, all right, I'm just wondering if we could get on the next one. And she's like, yeah. And it was, like, already there. Like, wasting my time. I was like, can we just get on?
Well, was the ride back magical?
No, I cried.
Yeah, so did we.
And I cried.
It was a sad ride back.
It was not fun. Oh, it wasn't fun like our last trip with the Ron.
With the what?
Remember Ron?
With Ron, fuck. The Ron, bus driver.
Ron. That's right, Ron. I heard the last episode, and I thought that Ron was talking over the movie, but if he's not, okay.
No, he wasn't. Well, it was over. The movie, the like Magical Express movie part was over. I think it was just like the animation guy drawing.
Right.
So he wasn't talking over the loudspeaker, though. He was just talking to the one guy in front of us, and I happened to be recording in that guy's ear pretty much.
Yeah, I love that he was screaming and no one responded.
No, he's like, oh, he spelled Ron, F-U-N, and like waited for applause, and like no one did anything. Zero. It's 9:30, dude. We want to go to the hotel. Shut the hell up.
Fucking, like, I love when a comic bombs, but this is even better.
Yeah, it's like, he's really just looking for anything at this point.
Everybody going to Disney, they must be happy!
Yeah, this is their vacation, just started. Why would they hate me?
A big zero. Our Magical Express guy was a fucking asshole. He didn't turn the fucking sound on.
I know, what the fuck? It's like, while your vacation's over, you don't have to listen to this.
No, it was the beginning.
Oh.
on the way there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then when he was unloading the luggage, he just decided, nope, not gonna unload now. I'm gonna watch people leave.
It's like, what was happening?
What? He made people get their own luggage?
Yeah, well, he got there, he opened up the first one, took out some luggage, then decided, now I'm gonna go to the door and wait for every fucking person to get off the bus.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Oh my god.
It's like he teased us with the goddamn luggage. So, I went over to the spot and started looking to see if I could find Simone's luggage.
It was all the way in the back.
Yeah, it was like... Yeah, he had to have opened three more things before it came out. Hers was the last, and because I was complaining, like I do, he took her luggage, moved it to the side, and started removing everyone else's luggage. And I started going, well, I guess this makes sense. This is why nobody's tipped you yet.
Yep.
Nope.
And then she grabbed her luggage and we fucking booked it.
Ugh, he sucked.
Ugh. Asshole. What the fuck do they do?
Fucking mirrors.
We were the last ones on.
What's that, Matt?
For some reason. On the way to the airport, we were the last ones on.
Right.
For some reason, our luggage was all the way in the fucking back.
That doesn't make any sense.
How is that fucking possible?
He's like, oh, you people.
Just throws it.
Here?
Holy fuck. Well, you have a choice. You see, we still had a couple things that we did before we left. You can either hang around and listen, or we can part ways and I'll continue this alone. It's up to you guys.
Let's hear what you guys did. We don't know.
All right. So after they left, we decided to go to get a fucking Dole Whip because everything was a million fucking hour wait.
Yeah.
And that parade was like about to start soon.
Oh, God, the Shake It, Bake It.
The festival parade.
No, it couldn't have been the festival.
No, was it the shaking, baking?
No, it was the festival parade.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was.
At 3?
The 3 o'clock, yes. Yeah. And we had our Dole Whip and we found Rachel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, you found her?
Yeah,
you found her or you met her?
We found her.
Was she a lost child?
Yes.
I mean, she might as well be. She's like 4.
She was like walking around like, help.
She was just hanging out outside Splash. For some reason, she didn't go on.
Yeah.
And Zeke and his family were there, so that was kind of cool. And we met all of them.
Around.
And Simone, you know, fucking had to take pictures of everybody.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Took hours. Seriously, guys, can you fucking tell her next time I don't want to fucking take pictures?
Well, I like pictures.
God damn it.
Yay.
Fine.
You're making memories.
Are you? I don't like confrontation.
Any argument?
We ended up fucking running over to Jungle Cruise because we were scared the parade was going to get us stuck.
Don't get stuck.
Yeah, especially at Splash Mountain. If you're there, you're fucked.
Yep.
Because there's no, like, you can kind of move through the back ways, like those bridges, but then you get stuck again, and there's nowhere to go.
Tom Sawyer?
Yep.
Yeah, you can go to Tom Sawyer's Island, that's it.
Yeah.
So we fucking booked it over to Jungle Cruise, where we had a fast pass, and,
terrible.
Every fucking time I go to Jungle Cruise, even though there's room in the front, they put me right by the motor, so I can't hear a fucking goddamn thing. I don't remember
last time I got stuck in the front. I don't think I've ever ridden in the front.
I like I'm sitting on the back. Boxes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll be in the front for the meetup because we'll be a large group.
Straight.
So,
yeah.
And if we're not, we'll make sure we're loud enough to, you know, be heard in the front. So, yeah. It was. I couldn't understand what was going on. I don't know if she was good or not. What's that?
What?
What?
You said something.
I said, how was your skipper?
Oh, I answered you then. I couldn't hear her. I couldn't hear fucking shit. Could you?
No, not really.
That fucking motor.
Yeah, that's true. Why is that even that loud? I don't even know if it does anything.
I don't know. Well, we ended up going on Pirates of the Caribbean to see the, you know, redhead just in case they take her away.
Oh, yes.
And
you saw the talking skull thing, right?
And we saw the talking skull thing. It was great. And again, we didn't get soaked. I don't know what the fuck people are talking about. You get wetter than Splash Mountain, not do good. You? When?
I did once.
I've never gotten wet on that ride. I'm not into it like that, though.
I got soaked on the first time we went, I think.
Wetter than Splash Mountain?
Wet. What? Yeah.
Really?
I usually get that wet on Splash Mountain. It's just my face gets wet.
Okay. Other than what? Moving on. It's an odd comment. Empires was fine. We didn't have anybody talking in our boat for the first time in like 3 years. Yeah. So that was fun. But it was really dark. Did you guys go on this time?
No.
We had a fast pass for it.
Yeah, we couldn't go on.
No. It was fucking dark. Like, the last four scenes, I couldn't even see the guy with his hairy foot.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think it did get darker after that refurb.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
What's the reasoning behind that?
No idea.
I have no idea. I would rather see the details, so I don't know. Yeah. You know that guy's hairy leg is made of Imagineer's hair?
Oh, God.
Imagineer's leg hair or hair?
It was like their pubic hair or whatever.
Nice.
It was their actual leg hair.
Yeah, they shaved their legs and put it on there.
If that's true, that's awesome.
We learned it on the Keys to the Kingdom tour.
Oh, you went on that?
Yeah, we did that on the honeymoon.
Is that the fucking 6 hour one or is that a different one?
Yeah, I think it's six. We stopped for lunch at Columbia Harbor House. That was included. So
The other William Paul special.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we did Haunted Mansion and what was the other one we did with her? Jungle Cruise. But they didn't do like a narrated Jungle Cruise. They did like she was talking the whole time and told us everything. It was pretty cool.
It sounds fun. I always, I never do those things because, I've been in the Utilidors.
Yeah.
So it's like, not great, but Simone hasn't. No. Right? So maybe one day.
One day.
We'll all go. All of us. Three of us. Okay. Then after that, we figured, we don't have time. We have to go back to our fucking, Magical Express. But on the line for fucking, in the line for you Boston people.
Yes, in line.
And everybody else in the world besides us. In the line. I decided to see if there were any fast passes available, and there was for Pooh.
Yeah.
So we said, let's end the fucking thing on Pooh.
We've never done that
before. I haven't been on Pooh in a long time.
Well, I wanted to do one more thing before we left, and I figured, that's kind of magical, I suppose. Yeah. Whatever.
Bouncy.
Yeah, and we didn't. Al did not talk about his pussy.
No.
Yes, he does.
No. This time we missed that part.
Wait, did they take it out because of me or something?
Oh no!
Oh, pussy! Oh, my pussy! My aunt's pussy!
No, he just talks about pussy every time he's in the scene.
He does. I think we just.
No, I'm in the same boat as him, I guess.
I think we were just like a little bit like in the wrong spot. So we missed him saying that, but I was upset about that because I love the pussy part.
Yeah, you gotta catch him next time.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then that's it. We fucking went home. The end. We went on Magical Express. It wasn't the magical. I was dying, not laughing. I was dying on the way home, sad, because fucking. I realized, when they say. They're singing M-I-C-K.
I know, man. That's when I cried.
And they say, we'll be here when you get back. And I said out loud, but not everything will.
No. My Disney won't be here.
So that was that.
How was your airport experience?
Fine. Normal.
Yeah,
nothing
we actually didn't
crazy.
Have a delay. Usually there's a delay. Yeah.
We usually get home 3 hours later than we're supposed to, not more.
Orlando's gotten better, I think, with the TSA, but we got rerouted all sorts of ways. Why do they have like 1,000 queues and they keep changing it every 5 minutes?
Yes.
Can you calm down with the fucking queue
this
thing?
This sucks so bad.
I'm like, can you not, guy? Like, he's like, can you go this way? It's like, no, just leave it.
And every 2 seconds, somebody was telling me to keep my shoes on, and I kept saying, I have steel toes. It's gonna ring. They're like, oh, okay. But then, the next guy's like, oh, no, put your shoes back on. 4 times!
Oh, my God.
I'm like, guys, I have steel toes. It's going to fucking ring. oh yeah, then take it off.
I had Crocs on, and I had to take my shoes off.
Yeah, they didn't tell us not to. Did you?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought pre-check was the only one that kept their shoes on.
That's like fucking weird. Because we weren't in pre-check.
Nope.
Hmm.
Wow. Maybe they just hated you guys.
Yeah, they must think we're suspicious or something.
Well, I mean, look at you.
Yeah. They're shady, yeah. Hill.
Why, how was your, besides that, how was your airport experience? Because everything was gone. Like, I mean, in construction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sucked. The monorail was only working one side both times. Mm-hmm. So we had to wait in the huge-ass line for it.
Yep.
And then we squished on, barely. And then we ate at some Mexican place.
Oh, Borders.
On the border.
Borders on the go.
Yeah, that shit.
Oh, we almost ate there.
Yeah.
But then we ended up going to the fucking bar right by our our gate. So
yeah, there was nothing near us, so we just had soup and chips.
Shitty fucking margarita.
I need to drink at least fucking two hard drinks before I get on the plane. I can't deal with that fucking plane shit.
Yeah.
I get a lot of turbulence on the way back.
Us too.
Yeah. It was bad. I was like ready to get sick.
I like it.
What? You like it?
Yeah, like a roller coaster.
I don't like it.
Jesus Christ.
I like it when it takes off. It's like, woo!
Simone, you and Matt should hang out more. You seem to have the same opinions about a lot of things.
And planes and shit.
Oh, I can't with the fucking plane. Jesus Christ. Anyway, something that needs to be done. All in all, I'm sad that it's gone, but I'm glad we went.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
I'll probably
get a trip
after this.
That was fun.
I'm always glad when I go to Disney.
Yeah,
me too.
Me too. Except maybe once. I think I had one awful trip ever.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Was that with me?
I don't know.
No.
I don't remember, but I remember being fucking pissed. Oh, no, it was, but I was sick. That's why. I was sick the whole sick fucking trip.
Oh, that sucks.
So, oh, no.
Yeah. Mm. And that's going to be that. I mean, thanks for fucking coming on, and you can thank us for coming on, because we're on your show,
thanks
too.
Thanks for collabing on our show here. Yeah. We'll see you in 24 days.
I think 22 now.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit, it's so close.
Yeah, it is.
Fuck.
Holy shit, we're not ready. I'm not finished with the games. Oh, I got to get a lot of shit together. Fuck.
God damn it.
Together today. We're doing passports today.
Take the passport. Done.
Yeah, we're almost done with that, and then we got buttons to make and shit. We got all this good shit making.
Yeah.
We just gotta finish that, because we have like 2 weeks.
I gotta get the prizes ready for scavenger cuts.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
I got a few, because...
Everybody gotta look forward to that.
I realized we're gonna have teams of three or four. I'm like, oh, I can't give away one prize.
Yeah, who the hell is gonna go, like, do fight to the death for that one prize?
Share it, fucker!
Share it. You ship it back and forth, you... Dicks.
every 3 months, just fucking keeps. So we have multiple prizes, and you guys can fight over it. But
yes,
yeah, you know Susie Q's gonna be there now, but she's only coming the first and last day. So that's fun.
Also, she doesn't get to do scavenger con. I guess
she does not get to do it because she wanted to go to the beach.
The beach.
Fuck is that?
The beach.
Ooh.
Who the fuck wants to go to the beach when you're at Disney?
She's landlocked. I don't know what state, but she's landlocked.
Oh.
So,
I guess.
I mean, I live a block away from the fucking beach,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Don't care. Anyway, it's going to be fun. And yeah. Do you guys, for the purposes of our show, want to plug your stuff? Excuse me.
Sure. You can go to whatsdispodcast.com and listen to all our episodes and buy shirts there and request a quote. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And then subscribe and give us 5 stars.
Yeah, all the regular podcast shit.
Yeah.
All that
what's your,
shit.
What's your Twitter?
Whatsdispod, I think.
At.
No, that's it.
Whatsdispod. At whatsdispod.
Do you even have to say at anymore?
Can it just be assumed?
I wanted
hashtag
to.
Hashtag whatsdispod.
Hashtag. Yeah, and for us, mouserants.gq, that's where you can find all our episodes, old and new, show notes, blah, diddy, blah, same thing, like, subscribe, whatever it is.
I just remembered, we have to play your game still, we haven't even tried it.
What game?
The fucking, Lost game.
What?
The Lost Game.
The game?
Oh, the fucking game. I forgot. I'm sorry. People after the second clue, the only person who got further than the second clue was Leah. So. Unless somebody didn't tell me.
Still, if it still works.
Yeah. Well, most I checked most of the websites. They still work. So we'll see. Sweet. We'll see.
We'll try it.
Yeah, it's tough, but, you know, fun, hopefully, for somebody.
I like a challenge. Did you get your Mickey monitor in the mail?
Not yet. Oh, I didn't check the mail today. Maybe I'll go down while you're cooking.
Yeah,
it's fucking good shit in here.
Oh, nice.
I can't wait to see it.
It's all Epcot stuff, yeah.
Nice.
And food and wine shit, oh, I can't wait.
I think Epcot's 35th is going to be busier than the 30th.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it looks like they're plugging it quite a bit.
All right. Well, we'll be there, so.
Yeah.
Bright and early. I think I just might as well not fucking sleep.
Yeah, just like sleep in the park.
No.
Well, we can't.
Late night, early morning. We got
Last Man Standing. Matt, are you excited about Last Man Standing?
Yeah.
Yes, me, not you.
I know, you're not fucking Matt. Fuck you.
He is.
No. Yeah, I guess I'm a little excited about it.
Are you going to drink? Go. Everywhere. We picked our drinks already.
I'll be fine. I'm going to outdrink all of you.
No. Well, definitely me.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Everyone's going to outdrink me because I'm not going to drink.
Well, yeah. Well, you're the scorekeeper. We need you. No one else is going to be able to. I think I'm going to be fine up until that, like, future world area because it's one booth after another with nothing around.
Yeah.
So it's bang, bang, bang.
It's all wine, too. It's insane.
I'm gonna have one of those canes that's got a seat attached to it.
Oh, you're cheating.
You'll never even see it. I'm going to wear pants.
You're going to sit down?
Yeah, I won't be able to fall.
Well, that's okay. I'm not expecting too many people to actually fall.
No.
But, you know, if they do, more humor for us. So there's that.
People will fall.
I'll make sure of it.
Yes. All right, guys. I'm going to go eat.
Alrighty.
And,
thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on. And also, oh, it was great to be on your show.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
It was so much fun.
Oh, hi.
Thank you for joining
Oh, my God. You're our first guest.
I know. Isn't this crazy?
Oh, my God. Yay.
Although, we were supposed to be the first guests on Stitch, but.
Oh, yeah. We'll still have to do that. We'll revisit. Hopefully, it'll open when we're there, but
yeah.
I have no faith in that whatsoever.
Well, we'll see. Well, I don't know. October 1st is going to be very busy, I think, so you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
I hope so.
And just one last thing. Bo Dachdin is coming back.
So, I know. We're excited about that. So we have to go see that other band in Canada the day prior as well.
Whoever they are. I don't know. But Bo Dachdin is like fucking Dropkick Murphys. They're fucking amazing.
Yes.
But French.
It said it played folk music.
It's like folksy, like punk, like rock.
It's like, it's like Celtic punk. It's really good.
Are they French?
They're French, yeah.
You probably think because I'm from Boston, I like the Dropkick Murphys.
I didn't think that. I like the Dropkick Murphys.
But they play everywhere.
I used to like the Dropkick Murphys until they played Shipping Up to Boston and every single fucking bar that you go to. And then you're like, shut the fuck up about Boston.
No. I only like the first three albums from the Murphys. That's about it. After that, they got shit.
You like Tessie.
I liked Tessie until they started playing it at every single fucking place I went. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Bye. Dropkick Murphys.
I like Skinhead on the MBTA.
It's a good song.
They still charge too much.
I thought you were mentioning a Skinhead on the MBTA.
Yeah.
That guy?
Joe.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
They charge too much. They were playing right by us.
How about this? Flogging Molly. I like them. Can we like them?
I like them. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they're influenced by the Pogues, so, you know, I think it's more of that style anyway.
I also like the Pogues, too.
I don't know who that is.
Me, too. You don't know who the Pogues are?
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy.
Is that, like, spelled like Pogs?
It's, nope. No, it's like, P-O-U and P-O-G-U-E-S. Pogues.
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 Like Vogue, but like Pogues. Vogue.
Right. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. And for the purposes of our show, take us out, Simone.
Laters.
Later, fuckers.
Oh, that was fun. I loved that.
That was so fun talking to them about our trip and everything.
That was a good time. We're going to have to collaborate some more.
Yeah. Guys, reach out to us if you want to do another ride through. We're open to it.
Definitely.
I think we're going to do Alien Encounter and Stitch with them, but hopefully we'll get on Stitch when we go down, but I'm not guaranteeing it. Pretty sure it's down for operations again. They only open it when it's very busy.
It should be busy when we're there.
But hopefully we'll get on. I really hope so.
Right.
Then we could do like a live.
We like to go on collab. It so we can complain about it.
Yeah. And then we could record ourselves in the queue and shit. But we'll have some, we'll definitely have some live recordings from Disney after we come back, and from probably with Jerry and Simone as well. We'll do a collab down there.
Right.
So we're just going to finish up our great movie adventure.
Should we do plugs before we do it?
Yeah. So, because that'll be our sign off. So we still have people coming to the meetup. They keep adding, surprisingly. So like last minute people. So we're doing September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. We have the Mouse Rants Rumspringer 2017. Getting stuff going. We're having all our stuff printed out, and we're getting all our garb together.
Yep, a lot of work.
So if anyone's planning on joining us, even if you're coming to like a certain event or a bar or whatever, just let me know so we know to put you on the message and kind of meet up with you at some point.
So you're included, so you know when we're there. Because things can always change.
Right. And if anyone wants to come to the live show, you're more than welcome. You just have to, give me $20 and let me know that you're coming.
Right.
And then we can tell you where it is and everything.
Because there's like food and stuff included.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. But if anyone wants to join us for like Last Man Standing on October 1st, the day Epcot's 35th anniversary, join us.
Yeah, definitely.
That'll be fun. And we're also going to be doing a bunch of shows this month for Epcot. I think we're going to dedicate the rest of our shows up until our trip to Epcot, since we're doing the 35th anniversary.
The big 3-5.
We'll make sure. I don't know if we covered everything that was opening day. I'm pretty sure we did, but if not, we'll do that.
We will go back and check the archives.
We'll go back in time.
Yeah, I don't know what that song is, but okay.
Anything else? You want a quote? You want to subscribe to the podcast? Or if you want to buy shirts from us, you can go to whatsdispodcast.com. If you want to get in touch with us, you can go on Twitter at whatsdispod. Or you can look me up, Jillian, as you wish vacations.
Yep, we're on Facebook.
Yep.
On the Instagram.
If you have any suggestions that you want us to do, any Epcot attractions or live shows, I'm looking for a lot of live entertainment to watch as well.
That's always a lot of fun.
Yeah. I like to get those in and kind of, especially if they're still performing elsewhere, I like to look them up and kind of give them some love and hopefully get people going to their shows and stuff.
That's right. Send a few fans over.
Yep. Oh, was that Bodactin is coming back to Canada?
You would know better than I would.
They look awesome. They're like they're kind of like off kilter.
They're folksy.
Folksy, punk, folksy rocky. Punk. Yeah, that's going to be fun. They start October 2nd. So we'll have to go like our second to last day or our last day to go see them.
It's quite all right. Very be a cool. Lot of fun.
Yeah, they look awesome.
They were
look
there before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look them up and listen to them on Spotify. Anything else you can think of?
I don't believe so.
Leave us a review and tell us how we're doing. Leave us 5 stars. Tell your friends to listen to us.
That's right.
If anybody wants to come on the show, let us know. If you have any favorite attractions you want to ride through with us to talk about and kind of tell us more about and why you like them, be our guest.
Yeah, let us know.
All right, so lastly, we're just going to go through what is called the Great Movie Ride Final Ride. I did quotation marks with my fingers.
I didn't see it because I wasn't looking.
I watched 2 of them, and I'm pretty sure this one is the final ride. Everyone claimed that they were on the final ride ever, but they weren't. I'm pretty sure Spokesman claimed to be, and he wasn't. And he, we already saw him. We saw him go on right after us, so I doubt he got on again. You know?
Right.
Know what I'm saying?
Fucking
dick. So we're just going to watch the last maybe 3 minutes of the last ride ever and watch him take a bow.
All right.
Bow, 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 bow.
On behalf of Disney's Hollywood Studios and Turner Classic Movies, thank you for joining me on this great movie ride.
You're welcome.
Okay, this wasn't the one we were on, right?
Action. Could have been.
Nah, that doesn't look like it.
Nope.
Nah. Well, that one definitely weren't on. Imagine if we just saw ourselves.
That'd be nuts.
That'd be fucking meta. You hate that.
I do hate that.
I don't care. Meta, meta. Do we see any of our friends here? Tom? Where's my Tom?
I don't see anyone at all.
I don't see Spokesman. I don't see Tom. You're all liars. You bastards. There's no one waiting in line, so I know this for a fact. This is the last ride ever. Unless those three people are going to go on, but I'm pretty sure they're not going to.
No, they're wearing name tags.
Yeah, they're all cast members. Oh, wow, this is sad.
She was like, get the fuck out.
I'm going to cry. Let's see. I don't see anybody that's familiar. Ugh, that guy was wearing a shell necklace like I wore in 1992. Jesus Christ.
Throwback.
Oh, that kid's crying. Oh. Oh, God.
She's crying.
Cast members are crying. Oh, my God. She's crying.
Everyone's crying. Crying. Crying.
Oh, my God. Crying. They're clapping for the... Oh, my God. They're leaving work. Oh, my God. She's crying so hard.
That's weird. They don't even
Holy
work
shit.
Yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they do. They all have cast members. Oh, my God. I'm crying.
Not all of them.
Oh.
That bitch doesn't work there.
Less DCV. Boo. Oh, we should have stayed for this. I wish we didn't run out.
Someone push this poor lady.
Oh, poor wheelchair lady. You're the last wheelchair ever on the Great Movie Ride. How do you feel? Oh my God, it's a little kid. Oh, it's a wheelchair guy. Oh.
No, they're giving it to the little kid.
Oh.
He's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
He has a Great Movie Ride shirt on, at least. Oh, my God. Oh, he gave him a high five. Oh. You guys should watch this. I'm going to put it on the notes. This is so emotional.
It's very emotional.
I wonder if they get to ride again. I hope so. I hope they get to ride as a cat. Oh my God, they're doing a group hug.
Who's this
oh
woman in the back? She's like, stop having fun, let's go.
Oh. Yeah, that Lily's a super cunt. Can you not, lady? This is fucking history. Thank you, man. Oh my God, they're really making them leave. Wow. They're pushing them out. Can you calm down? The fucking park doesn't close for an hour after this fucking fireworks. Can you calm down? Or it closes, but you don't have to leave. Oh, that was rough.
That was rough.
It was
more rough because of the way these people were behaving.
I want to watch a few more, but yeah. I was crying.
yeah, I can see that now.
It's sad because like, that's like one of the most wanted cast member jobs. It's very hard to get.
I heard they're closing the jungle ride next.
No,
they'll never close that.
No.
Yes, they will.
I couldn't see that happening. It's very, very rarely they'll shut down a Magic Kingdom ride. I don't remember the last time that one shut down. I mean, Snow White, Scary Adventure would have to be the last one, I guess.
You know, you're right. They didn't even close down the Tomorrowland Speedway. They're just
putting Tron next to it. They won't even get rid of Stitch. They're just closing it. Oh, you know what they're doing, though? I mean, spoilers if anyone's going to the Halloween party.
Alien. They didn't close it, but they...
No, I mean recently.
Oh, okay.
Halloween party, they're going to have Stitch open as a trick-or-treat spot. So I'm pretty sure we get to walk through, like, the attraction, and Stitch will be there, like, going...
Because you got to do that at the Tiki Room.
Can you do Stitch's voice?
No, I can't.
That's just me.
That wasn't me.
It just sounds like me.
Just sounds like you're...
Yeah, that one. So
joking.
Tiki Room, when we go through, is like all like the birds are just going.
Yeah.
Wait, they go.
A lot of fun. You don't know. Sound effects aren't your thing, huh?
How do you click like a plastic beak closing, opening? Oh, that's, yeah. Sounds like that. And the lights are going. The water's going. It's so cool.
Yeah. The tiki things are making noise.
Oh, yeah. The fire outside is still going, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
The water is. And then they're going to have Philhar Magic open as a trick-or-treat spot. And when you go through, they're playing Wind in the Willows or Mr. Toad and Ichabod.
Which I've never seen.
Yeah, so like we might just chill there and like eat candy while...
On the inside?
Yeah, just to relax and get some
air. They probably won't let you sit down.
Yeah, they will. I'm sure they will. It's just going to be open.
I
saw a video of it. It looked like there was no one telling you.
I thought they try to keep people going.
No, I'm sure they're playing it so people can actually watch it because they're also doing a special thing at Fort Wilderness. If anyone's, you know, probably locals will do this. They're playing, I believe it's Wind in the Willows or Ichabod and Mr. Toad. They're playing it at like a outside theater type thing at Fort Wilderness, and they'll have the Headless Horseman show up, and you can take pictures with him.
Is that where he starts before the Halloween?
This is a special event going on. I believe it's on like weekends. I'm not sure, but it's $22 a person.
I'm not going to be doing that. Something about that somewhere.
It says it's thrilling. Woo.
Oh, I love a good thrill.
We're getting ready for a Halloween party as well. We're going to meet Moana.
Yes.
Jack and Sally.
Yes.
I'm going to try and get Ariel and Eric because I've never gotten them together.
Flynn.
I'm going to try and get Flynn and Rapunzel, but I haven't gotten confirmation if Flynn is actually meeting with Rapunzel. I assume he is, but...
Better see Flynn.
No idea. Belle and Gaston are meeting together. And
that's strange.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, that would be a cool picture, but I'm not...
Lotso?
Doing that, probably. Lotso's always there for some reason. Like,
don't care about meeting him. We already did.
Toy Story 3 came out and just hasn't gone away.
Can you meet the Boogeyman? Boogie?
No, you can't. He's in the Hocus Pocus Spectacular.
That's stupid. So isn't Lotso.
No, he isn't.
He's not?
No.
I thought he was.
Fucking the best part of that is Facilier, by far. If I could meet him, like, and take a picture, because me and Carolyn went to the Villains Unleash party. I didn't get to take a picture with them. Or Villain Club Villain or whatever.
He doesn't show up in pictures. He's a vampire.
I took pictures of him. I just didn't get to take, like, a selfie with him. He always left. The singing there was awesome. It was really fun. I wish they would do that again. I highly suggest that if they bring it back.
I don't even know what it is.
Get like unlimited drinks and food. There's like a buffet of Cajun style foods. There's four dessert tables, one for each villain. And there's four different concoctions of drinks, one for each villain. And then you go around and meet Cruella, Maleficent, the Evil Queen, right? Yeah, Evil Queen and Queen of Hearts.
That sounds like a good time.
It was really fun. And then you get to dance all night to like music and shit.
Yay.
Yep. So yeah, we're just preparing.
A lot of work. Got to start packing.
Yep. We got to schedule out our events and everything and try to get in. We're going to do every attraction and every show we can.
It's going
to
be very
busy.
Busy.
But awesome.
Lots of fun.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, all right. Goodbye, Great Movie Ride. We'll revisit some other day probably.
Yep. That's a wrap.
All right.
Suspicious activity at 2:00. How could you possibly know that?
You see?